Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Mediators are moving closer to extending the U.S.-Iran ceasefire due to expire next week. The extension would allow for further diplomacy, which President Trump says is in the cards.
In a phone call with the New York Post, the president said a second round of talks with Iran could be happening over the next 2 days. He initially told the newspaper they would likely be held somewhere in Europe, but later suggested that they could be held again in Pakistan's capital. Last weekend's initial round of talks ended without an agreement on Iran's nuclear ambitions, which the Trump administration says is a central sticking point. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump claims that China has agreed not to provide Iran with weapons amid reports that Beijing was weighing such arms transfers. April 15th, tax deadline day. Economist Steve Moore says the refunds are higher this year. He credits Trump tax policy.
People are seeing a nice reduction in their income taxes. People, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, the lower tax rates.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, tells the Salem Radio Network the average family gained about roughly $2,000 on a lower tax bill this year. Pro golfer Sergio Garcia apologizes for losing his cool during the final round of the Masters.
Garcia hit a bad tee shot on the second hole and twice slammed his driver into the turf. He also slammed the club against a bench and broke off the head. The Masters had an official issue him a code of conduct warning a few holes later. It's the first time the conduct policy has been issued at the Masters. Garcia says he respects and values everything about the Masters and Augusta National and regrets the way he acted. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 42 points. NASDAQ futures are flat. The S&P futures 4 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore celebrated World Quantum Day with a groundbreaking for the new Applied Research Laboratory for Intelligence and Security headquarters. The 110,000 square foot Arliss headquarters will be located in the University of Maryland Discovery District between Baltimore and D.C. The governor says the $65 million capital project will advance national defense technology and solidify the state's status as a global leader in quantum. And a Baltimore County school bus struck a man on a motorized wheelchair on Tuesday afternoon. The accident happened near Mardan Drive and Hammershire Road in Reisterstown, and the victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one on the bus was hurt. Police have not said how many students were on the bus at the time of the crash, and the accident investigation is ongoing. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, here's something you don't see very often.
Argus lifts this pretty deep. It's got some carry to it to left field for Ward. Back to the wall. And it's gone. He's done it again. Hildemira Vargas makes it 3-2 Diamondbacks.
On their way to a 4-3 win, Steve Berthume had the call on D-backs TV as Trevor Rogers struggled into the fifth and the Birds' three-game winning streak comes to an end. After the game, Rogers on the pitch that did him in.
That curveball to Vargas, that was a good pitch, and thought he popped it up, and he just kept going. So, you know, body felt good, stuff was good, it just, those ground balls didn't go my way. And
it was the first homer that Rogers has allowed all season. Meanwhile, manager Craig Albernaz was back in the dugout less than 24 hours after being struck in the face by a foul ball.
I feel good, actually. I mean, considering the medical team did a great job. It took care of me. That's all you can ask for. Ball hit me pretty flush in the cheek, so feel good. Luckily, no surgery. It's at least 7 fractures in my cheek area, orbital, and then a broken jaw.
And no solid food for 6 weeks. Coming up in 30 minutes, as Alex Ovechkin played his last game for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 906. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Westminster, 72 in Easton, and 70 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Well, just like yesterday, if you're in the Baltimore region and you got to go to work or to school or to anywhere, leave a little bit earlier, okay? I don't know what's going on out there, 695, 95, you name it, 83, they're all jammed. They're all backed up. Again, it was like that yesterday. It's like the weather gets nice and people forget how to drive. I don't know what's going on. Or it's the new traffic pattern. That could also be a thing. They've always got construction out there, but now it's like they've got even more going on. So, you know, let's just be optimistic and think, you know what? It's for our benefit. The roads are going to get better. That's why I'm dealing with all this pain right now, all right? Meanwhile, I think they've been working on 695 since I lived in this area for, you know, and I've been here for almost 12 years now. I don't think I've ever seen a day where there wasn't construction right on 695 between, like, the, like the Putty Hill Road exit going up past the Towson exit. There's always been something there. I don't know what we got to do with these contractors to get them paid and get them finished, but let's do something. All right, we got a little bit to talk about today. You know, the news cycle wasn't jam-packed yesterday. So as I was saying on the live, like Democrats say, we can have a very thoughtful conversation about what we saw this session in Annapolis. And now that the dust has settled, I think, you know, now is a good time to have that conversation. Also, just so you know, we're going to talk about the tragedy at the Inner Harbor yesterday. I know we were looking for Branson Odor, and I know a lot of people thought this gentleman that was completely, you could tell that he was intoxicated in Fells Point, leaving a bar 2 weeks ago. He was been missing all this time. Well, tragically, they did find him. So we'll get into the details of that. Also, the chaos at the end of the legislative session. I don't know if you guys noticed, but there are a bunch of videos that were released yesterday. Because right there, right at midnight on Sine Die, apparently there was a lot of back and forth on the floor, and it got very loud and very chaotic. And Republicans noted that there were two bills that were jammed through at the very last minute. And, of course, they wanted to take a minute to whether they were commenting on the bills. They didn't get a chance to offer any amendments. So to the speaker, Penn Emelnick basically shut him down And so now, from what I can tell, the Maryland House Freedom Caucus, the Republicans in Annapolis, they're trying to decide whether or not they should take any legal action. Here's what I wanted to note, because you guys noted this as well. When they were choosing the new speaker, Speaker Pettibelnik, this is her rookie year, first year as speaker. It was Adrian Jones previously. There were about, you know, three or four names that were floating around the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. And you had Republicans that were supporting Jocelyn Pettibelnik. Never forget about this, okay? Because many of you even said at the time, you know, and this is what I said. I said, this is a chance to actually be quiet, right? This is a chance to not support any of the Democrats that want to be the Speaker of the House. And when you were looking at the short list of names that came forth, you thought, okay, well, this person is very, quote-unquote, as they call themselves, progressive. This one is extremely left. This one's a wackadoo, right? I mean, there were so many names on there, you're like, wow. This is wild. But there weren't any real names, except for, I think some people were saying C.T. Wilson. I think they were saying he was a little more moderate. But there were so many names that came forth that were very left. And you had Republicans saying that Jocelyn Pettibelnik was a good pick because they served on committees with her. And it was in their belief that she would be open to debate on the House floor. Well, if we look back at this session, she wasn't open to debate at all. Not just the very last minutes of Sonny Dye, but remember, Delegate Arcand, how many times was Lauren Arcand shut down by the Speaker and told to, like, basically wrap things up? You had Democrats that could speak all they wanted, but when it came to the Maryland House Freedom Caucus, I mean, they were treated like, you know, redheaded stepchild, or stepchildren, I should say. And so, you know, you have to wonder, now looking back, those Republicans in Annapolis, do they really truly appreciate the fact that Pettibelnik is the speaker? I would think no. I would think they do not. We'll speak to Delegate Kathy Schlage and Delegate Ryan Araki on Monday, as we always do. I'm going to ask them that question, of course. And then today we're going to speak to Delegate Nino Mangione at 11:30, and I want to ask him how he feels about the speaker and the way that she conducted the House this session. So we'll get into all of that. Governor Wes Moore is finally asked the question that I have been asking. He's been finally asked the question that I told you guys. If I were to get a sit-down interview with Governor Moore, my first question to him would be, when did you switch from the Republican Party to the Democrat Party? That would be my first question. Okay? He was finally asked this question. Now, I posted, and a shout-out to Fox 45 and Gary Collins. I saw that they had the post there, and I didn't come up with that yearbook page myself, by the way. I had people sending it to me. You know, that were like, wait a minute, what is this? But, you know, they posted his yearbook photo, right? Or wasn't just his photo. He had a whole page, a full page that was taken out at Valley Forge, right? And so on that page, you could see where he was a proud college Republican. That's what it said. And remember, when he was a White House fellow for Condoleezza Rice, he was a Republican at that time. And that's how he met Armstrong Williams. And that's how they became friends. And so my question to him, it was always, and still will be, when did you switch parties? Because here's how I look at it. And you guys, you can weigh in on this, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But I look at it as he switched parties when he realized there was more money to rake in as a George Soros Democrat. And when he realized that he most likely, when he fell in love with his now wife, Dawn Moore, who was working for now AG Anthony Brown. At the time, he was Lieutenant Governor under O'Malley. And I believe that he was most likely told, look, you can win in Maryland and you can rake in more cash if you're a Democrat. And it is in my belief that is the only reason why he is a Democrat today. And if Democrats across the state knew that, I wonder if they would actually vote for him. I think he is a Democrat in name only, right? I guess on the other side of that, what is a dino, right? We've got the rhinos, so that's probably a dino. That is what I believe. I mean, we talked about this in the past, about how he was, his first year in office, he was Frederick Douglass for Halloween. You guys remember that? They had a whole interview. They were at the governor's mansion. And he was handing out, you know, candy to the kids dressed as Frederick Douglass. And the reporter asked him, he's like, oh, well, who are you? Frederick Douglass, my idol. He's an icon. Okay. You are a progressive, you know, extreme leftist, as you tell us, basically. But you're telling us your idol is Frederick Douglass, the dyed-in-the-wool Republican? doesn't add up, Wes. Sorry, doesn't add up. And so I bring this up because I think this is just one more lie from the governor. This is one more lie. Anyways, we'll get into that. Another alleged Eric Swalwell victim comes forward. We'll get into some of those comments as well. And then also, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Johns Hopkins, remember when they had that huge fight at the Supreme Court and they were talking about this on Capitol Hill? Well, you had a lot of Asian students come forward and say that the Ivy League schools were being discriminatory against Asian students in particular. And you guys might remember that. And that was during Trump's first administration, if you recall. And it was interesting because those that weren't really dialed in and watching what was going on, people were blaming Trump at the time and Republicans for wanting to get rid of affirmative action and wanting to get rid of DEI when it came to accepting applications at some of these Ivy League schools. Well, then the Asian students came forward and said, hey, hello, I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Trump supporter. We are telling you as students, we're being discriminated against. And so even though the left, the mainstream media, they were trying to wrap this up as a Trump is so racist and he's the one making the call, Asian students made it very clear it had nothing to do with Trump. But, you know, the mainstream media had its own agenda. Well, fast forward to today, right? Now that they have ended the practice of accepting applications based on race and gender and some of the other things, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, now the numbers have changed drastically as far as the demographic currently attending Hopkins University. We've got the numbers at 11 o'clock hour. We are going to go through those numbers. Now, remember, this is a predominantly black city where Hopkins sits. Many people point out the fact that they don't pay taxes, right? It's a nonprofit. They don't pay taxes. Some people are not so happy about that. I look at it and I say, you know what? If Hopkins left Baltimore City, what would be left? What would be left? The Atlas Group, right? Sinclair Media, you know, that crew. What if they left, right? I mean, they already pushed Kevin Plank out the door, which was so stupid. The one guy that was really investing in Baltimore, they had the nerve to call him a racist because he said Trump was a good businessman. So Kevin Plank, you know, the owner of Under Armour, right, the big CEO, he's not any longer, by the way, because after that hit of people in the city calling him a racist, you could tell that he was over it. He was done. But after that, remember, he pulled out of Preakness. Because remember, Under Armour was a huge investor in Preakness. They would have all these tents. There were all these things going on at Preakness because of Kevin Plank. He pulled out of, you know, a lot of what was going on in Port Covington. If you look at what they call the peninsula now, which was, you know, Port Covington, really build up, you know, building that area, it has slowed down significantly. Now that it's just Sagamore, and I think it was a Goldman Sachs that stepped in to help out. Yeah, so anyways, so basically Baltimore shot itself in its own foot and called Kevin Plank a racist. Then they actually got, if you recall, they actually got, what is that ballerina's name? What is her name? Misty Copeland. Misty Copeland and Steph Curry, if you remember, they then did some interviews saying that they were truly upset with Kevin Plank's comment, which was on CNBC, and he said Trump is a good businessman. He never said he was going to vote for Trump. He never said he was a Trump supporter. He just said he was a good businessman, and he was canceled over it. This is when cancel culture was, you know, full steam ahead. Well, you know, I said at the time, Kevin Plank should have cut Steph Curry and Misty Copeland right then and there. Why are these your two leading athletes, and here they are doing these interviews, basically calling you a racist while accepting huge checks from Under Armour? Didn't make any sense. But Kevin Plank, he allowed them to stay. He just kind of backed out a little bit and just began to pull money out of Baltimore City. And you know what? You can see it. You can see it. Absolutely. So now you have the situation with Hopkins. If I were, you know, city leadership, I wouldn't even touch it. I wouldn't even touch it. You can't afford to lose Hopkins. Could you imagine what East Baltimore would look like without Hopkins? We're going to talk about it at 11 o'clock, but I will give some free advice here. Not that, you know, they'll ever take it from me, but I suggest you don't say anything about the fact that the demographics have changed at Hopkins. Because remember they were doing the protesting, they were so mad that they were going to have their own police force there. And everybody kept saying, oh, it's racist for them to have their own police force. What are they trying to say? It's a black city. Are they trying to say it's dangerous? Hell yeah. I'll say it. They don't want to say it, I'll say it. Yeah, it's dangerous. I think over the weekend, what was it, 6 people shot? Please, this place is crazy. Then I saw online real quick, and I'm sure we're going to be joined by our friend Tim Hur with RBC Wealth Management so we can get the morning market flash. But real quick, I just wanted to mention, I saw there was a gentleman who's, I guess he's a comedian on SNL. His name is Micah. Well, you know, there was this post going around on X, Mayor Brenda Scott and the homicide rate dropping in Baltimore. And Micah, he quote tweets that post and he says, oh, weird. I was told that crime and violence was on a rise in inner cities. And so that post just said that the violence was down the violence was down 60%. And I said on there, I said, Micah, it's saying that it's down 60%. Okay. But that doesn't mean it's safe. If you have close to 400 murders a year and it's down 60%, sure, that's a great number to be down. But at the same time, does that mean it's safe? No. No, it's just down. But this is what they do. This is what they do. So here they're congratulating Mayor Brandon Scott. And we all know, you know, like I know, it's State's Attorney Ivan Bates. He's the reason that these numbers are down. We'll get into more of that when we get back. Real quick, I do want to go to the phone lines. Tim Hur with RBC Wealth Management. He's got our morning market flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. The sun is out. It feels great outside. I can't complain.
Pop quiz. You're right. Temperatures are great. They're on the rise. Stock market's on the rise. But what is today, Kim? Pop quiz for you. I know you do your homework.
I know it's tax day because I was married to a CPA.
Yeah. Way to go. Hey, if I could reach through the phone line right now, I'd give you a high five.
I don't know how I should feel about this, actually.
April 15th, tax day, tax deadline, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Hopefully people, especially CPAs and accountants, after today might be able to breathe a sigh of relief. Hopefully. I hope for their own sake they can. But it's always a big day in the corporate world when it comes to the tax deadline. You're absolutely right. April 15th. So good job, Kim. So as I was saying to Brian earlier, though, yesterday temperatures have been up, and so is the stock market. Ironically, U.S. equities finished higher in trading yesterday on Tuesday, ending near their best levels, Kim. But the S&P, and why I say there's some irony here, is that, you know, just several weeks ago I was talking about how we were in correction territory, right? The NASDAQ was down over 10%, S&P 500 had 5 consecutive weeks in the negative, down weeks. Now the S&P is only 0.2% below its January 27th record close. So how quickly the tides can change, things turn around. That's why, you know, you hear about a lot of, I guess you receive a lot of advice sometimes from so-called experts and pundits that say you have to stay in the market, stay invested, not be forced into maybe any knee-jerk reactions when the market does get very volatile and you are ready to pull that ripcord and maybe bail out, so to speak, staying the course, because so quickly we've now turned around across the board with the major indices. But technology mostly higher yesterday. Multiple names were up. Apple was up yesterday. It was probably the Apple was down. It was the Magnificent 7 laggard yesterday out of the Mag 7. But multiple names were up anywhere from 3 to 4% in that particular index. Other areas, in fact, that were outperformers, airlines, automobiles, biotechnology did well. Media and entertainment companies did well, favored well, and so did some retail investor favorites also, Kim, boding well overall. West Texas Intermediate crude oil ended down yesterday 7.9%, near its worst level. So again, when we're seeing, you know, talks between the U.S. and Iran potentially getting better, oil can be extremely volatile. It goes up one day and spikes. It comes back down and takes a hit the next day. Right now, you know, White House is saying that there is a second round of Iran peace talks that are in discussion, although nothing is officially scheduled right now. But hopefully, again, we're seeing some optimism across the board in the overall market. This morning, S&P 500 equity futures are trading little changed from the level reported earlier this morning even. But again, the recent messaging from President Trump on the Iran conflict, I think has kind of really underpinned this de-escalation theme, which is why the markets are up, or were up, I should say, yesterday. Also, earnings season, a lot of financial companies right now here this morning. Bank of America topping their estimates as their CEO, Brian Moynihan, says that, you know, right now that sector or banking is healthy. But Dow futures are up 64 points right now, Kim, pre-market here on Wednesday morning, tax day. S&P 500 futures are up ever so slightly, up about 5 points. And NASDAQ futures are up 2.75. right now points. So, you know, again, hopefully we can continue this theme. I just want to make sure I caution a lot of investors in saying that, you know, this tension, geopolitical conflict between the U.S. and Iran is still alive and well. So, you know, you have to accept the volatility that can come with this, whether, you know, we see some positive peace talks, de-escalation, or things don't bode so well, and all of a sudden we get the market takes a hit one day. So far, so good to start this calendar week, though, Kim. Here we are today, again on Wednesday. I look forward to rejoining you on Friday morning, and enjoy the sunshine, Kim.
You too. Thanks, Tim.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so learn something new. Apparently Tim Herb doesn't think I pay taxes. I mean, look. I'm not like Wesley Snipes. No, I can understand it. I have a lot of friends. Not a ton of them are married. That's another conversation. But the ones that are married, a lot of them will say the same thing. You know, their husband takes care of it. They just sign at the dotted line. But no, I was, you know, married to a CPA for many, many years, which is Olivia's dad. And so I knew that, at, you know, this week, I even said to him yesterday, happy tax day Eve. I know this week we didn't even like look for him. We were, you know, as quiet as possible because it's always very stressful for any accountant or CPA out there. So if you have a friend that is a CPA or an accountant, you know, send them something, send them a pizza or something today or whatever, because they probably are. They're going through it. All right. Anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the tragedy at the Inner Harbor yesterday. And then we'll move on, you know, after the break. But Branson Odor, they had been looking for him for quite some time. Do I have time to play this clip? All right, let's listen.
Was maybe walking along the promenade and they saw what they believed to be a body in the water around 8 o'clock or so this morning. And that is what led police, first responders to Pier 4, kind of behind the National Aquarium this morning, leading to that tragic discovery.
Police taping off part of the Inner Harbor this Tuesday morning.
Saw the ambulance truck, the police officers, some of the officers I know, and they went over there, and all that was told, they pulled the body out.
That body, Baltimore police confirm, is the body of 27-year-old Branson Odor. Police say Odor's body was found at 8:10 a.m. Tuesday, just off of East Pratt Street near the aquarium in the water. We told you Odor went missing after a night out in Fells Point last week, disappearing in the early morning hours of Saturday, April 4th. Tom Colleton says it was just a couple of days ago that Odor's friends approached him in the Inner Harbor asking if he saw Odor.
We saw the signs here. The ladies were very nice to talk to the canvas area. Yeah, they had the canvas to see if anybody's seen the person. None of the guys had seen him, but I told them it's good to put the sign up.
Signs that Tamara Odin says she also came across.
I did see the posters, yep, because I live in Federal Hill. I heard a lot of the sirens this morning. And so I checked the Citizen app and I saw that there was a recovery, a water recovery.
A recovery that's now left a family grieving the tragic loss of their loved one.
It's so heartbreaking. I don't even want to imagine that happening to anyone.
You got to look at it that way. Somebody's family is gone.
Yeah, heartbreaking update to report to you. Now, we did reach out to police about what they found in that discovery, pulling Odor's body. They say they did find his body had trauma. They believe that trauma might be consistent with him possibly falling off of his bike. We did tell you that he was riding a bike the night or morning, rather, that he disappeared. They say they'll know for sure when an autopsy is performed. That is said to happen tomorrow, but they say right now no foul play is suspected. We also reached out to Odor's girl. girlfriend. She said in a statement that he was, quote, loved by a large community and will be greatly missed. Tori Yorgi, TV 11 News.
All right. How sad is that? Tragic ending. I think many people, as we talked about it, guessed that he could have possibly fallen into the water since he was appeared to be intoxicated on the video surveillance footage that we did see. We'll wrap up this conversation. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. But we'll go straight to Annapolis to talk about the session as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says that China has agreed not to provide Iran with weapons amid reports that Beijing was considering such arms transfers. An official in Turkey says four people have been killed, 20 others wounded. A student opened fire at two classrooms. Today's shooting was the second such attack at a school in Turkey in 2 days. Parts of the Midwest have been blasted again by powerful storms. High winds roared across Iowa, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma, bringing down trees and power lines, damaging homes and businesses. In the east, high temperature records could be shattered today. Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York City will be cranking up the air conditioning. President Trump says another round of peace talks with Iran could happen within a matter of days. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street. Stocks starting off the day modestly higher. More details, SRNnews.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. Pure Talk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. Pure Talk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. Pure Talk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with Pure Talk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial pound 250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Things were lining up pretty good for the Birds last night. 3-game winning streak, rousing comeback the night before. Trevor Rogers on the hill. And then they looked even better in the top of the second.
Oh, Masayo gets into this one to deep center field. The money's coming out already. Big Sam with a big fly. Called on the spot by Big Ben.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 431 feet later, the Birds had a 1-0 lead. But it was short-lived. Rogers got into trouble in the fifth, allowed a three-run shot as the D-backs take game two of the series, 4-3, the final. After the game, manager Albernaz, despite the broken jaw, odd Rogers' uncharacteristic struggles.
The changeup has some different profiles as he was throwing it throughout the course of the game. That was one thing that stood out. I mean, he had one walk, and it hurt him. You know, Vargas got that breaking ball in the air for a three-run shot.
And then Rogers asked how it felt to finally be human.
You know, this game's really hard, and so I just try to stay even keel the best I can. Those starts are going to happen, and we got 5.5, 6 more months of this, and so I just try to stay even keel.
First home run Rogers has allowed this season, only the second time in his last 22 starts. He's allowed as many as 4 runs. Ravens hosting what has come to be known as the Liar's Lunch, the pre-draft gathering at the Castle, where the team's brass skirts around the media's questions about the team's plans for the NFL draft. Round one of the draft, 1 week from tomorrow, interior offensive line and wide receiver, the biggest needs. Caps played their season finale last night in Columbus in what may have been the final game of the 21-year career of the greatest goal scorer of all time. Here's Alex Ovechkin interviewed by the great TJ Oshie on ESPN before the game on how he feels and about his impending decision.
Feels good. Pretty good, obviously, but it's going to be not an easy decision. Sometimes you want it, sometimes you're not, so we'll see.
Caps beat the Blue Jackets 2-1, eliminated the night before by the Flyers from the playoffs. Coming up in 30 minutes, the unbelievable story of Rico Garcia continues. And that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. you'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very hot day ahead of us. Bright and sunny with highs headed for the low 90s for the first time this season. 91 is the high we're forecasting today. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the comfortable upper 60s. The heat continues through the end of the week. A mix of clouds and sun on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Before the break, we were talking about the tragic finding of Branson Odor's body in the Inner Harbor. And you heard there, if you got to listen to the sound, he was unfortunately found over there by the aquarium. But I guess, I should say fortunately he was found because they had been searching for almost 2 weeks. And of course, his family, we've heard from the girlfriend. They were all wondering what was happening. And the girlfriend, I remember her interview coming forward saying that there wasn't any activity on his debit card or any credit cards. And so, of course, they were fearing the worst. She said his phone was completely dead. She said you could tell that it was going straight to voicemail. So he wasn't even attempting to charge it. And so, of course, she was very upset. But don't forget, let's also keep in mind, don't forget the wacky left tried to insert this crazy narrative that he could have possibly been picked up by ICE. Okay? Let's not forget about that. All right? Because, and that is important to me. Because here is this black man, and I guess because either he's an immigrant, first generation here, or, whether he's a child of immigrant or he's, come in from, whatever country in which his parents came from, you could tell that he is an immigrant himself or was first generation born here. With that said, of course, you have people that jumped on that information and said, oh, gosh, you know what? We fear that he's in an ICE facility. We fear that he has been detained by ICE because he's from a family of immigrants. This is what they do. This is what they do. You don't have a situation in Maryland where ICE is going around and rounding people up that are possibly intoxicated at 3 a.m. at the Inner Harbor. That's not what ICE does. They've never done that. But anywhere where they can insert ICE and stroke any fear and throw something at the Trump administration, that's what they're going to do. So just know, I'm not going to forget about it. And there's a lot of people that are not going to forget about it. They were quick to point fingers at ICE. And then ICE had to make a comment. Remember that? They had to respond and said, what are you talking about? ICE, the ICE directors in Maryland, they probably are so fed up. They're probably so fed up. And don't forget, the whole thing with the Maryland man, right, Kilmar Brigo Garcia, I guess he's still here, isn't he? They still haven't deported him. Well, don't forget, it wasn't a mistake that he was taken in custody or detained by ICE. The mistake was the fact that they sent him to El Salvador. Because on his warrant, it said that he could not go back to El Salvador because of the gang relationships that he had. And then you had people like Senator Van Hollen and others, Glenn Ivey, right, running down to El Salvador as if this guy wasn't in some kind of gang. It's the reason why he couldn't go back, because he was in a gang. I mean, the whole thing is wild. Then they say, oh, we're going to ban ICE facilities in Howard County and Baltimore County, and how dare somebody in the private sector actually welcome, you know, ICE. It's just like, dude, you don't even have that problem here. You're creating that problem out of nothing. You're creating it out of nothing. And I saw a post by our new DHS Secretary, Mark Wade Mullen. And he says, yes, we're going after criminally charged illegal immigrants and blah, blah, blah. So the narrative has already switched off, and I'm not happy about it. I voted for mass deportations. I don't care. To me, here's the thing to me. You're already a repeat offender in my eyes. Staying here beyond your visa or coming across our border, trying not to be seen, you already crossed into our country illegally. That is a crime. But on top of that, you're a repeat offender because a lot of those people do what? They get jobs. Some of them under the table, some of them over the table. But you should not be working as an illegal immigrant here in the U.S. That's actually against the law. So for me, you're a repeat offender. You need to go. But see, they're not going to talk about stuff like this. And I wish, you know, a lot of these networks and stuff, they won't have me on to talk about this stuff. They try to act like that what I say, you know, doesn't make, you know, any difference for them. Because as soon as you have people, and I'll say of color, that are talking about mass deportations and how they want mass deportations. Think about all the legal immigrants. There are legal immigrants that have gone through the correct process. There are children of immigrants that are here that do want mass deportations because they understand that to be here and to be a citizen is a privilege. Their parents went through the process, or they went through the process, and they believe everybody should go through the process. You know what? And I hate to do this to you, Brian, because I forgot to download it. I saw where Vivek Ramaswamy, he was at some conference. You know, he's still running for, is it governor or senator there in Ohio? I got to take a look at it. I think it's, gosh, now I can't remember. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's running for a statewide seat there in Ohio. And he was at an event, and I'll find it during the break. But he was at an event, and a woman got up and asked him about due process for illegal immigrants. And his message, his comment, was spot on. It was spot on. And I will find it for you. Because if anybody asks you about due process and what we do here with illegal immigrants, I want you to basically repeat what Vivek Ramaswamy had to say. Now, again, this is a son of immigrants, correct? So when you're listening to people that are on the front lines of this and they want mass deportations, their parents are immigrants or they are immigrants, why aren't we listening to those people? We should be. All right. I did want to give you the question of the day. Then I got to have a post. Chris Papps, if you're listening, I'm about to steal some of your work here. Chris Papps did a great job just outlining what happened this legislative session. And then we'll get into some sound about it as well. But the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Now, Marty, I saw your text here. And I thought it was really great because you said, without a doubt, the lawbreakers are the big winners for the legislative session. And then you went through to the juvenile offenders. And so I do have a list here, not as long as, you know, as I would like it to be. Because remember, we put too many options that people feel as though that things were cut off. And so we try to keep it to four different options on the question of the day. All right. So who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Here are your options. Taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, or Governor Wes Moore? Who do you think was the biggest winner after the session here in Annapolis? Again, taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, Wes Moore. When I talk about lobby groups, of course, I'm talking about, you know, whether it's CASA, whether it's the environmentalist people, you know, those groups. Maybe those groups in your eyes were the big winners. Or maybe it was illegal immigrants in general. I don't know. Go ahead and take the question of the day at WCBM.com, also in the app, and then we'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. And throughout the show, I'll take a look at the numbers as well. So as I mentioned, I'm going to go here to X, where Chris Papps has a list, and he says it keeps growing. And of course, he's talking about this at the end of session. He says, Maryland is now the second most expensive state to raise a child. This is according to LendingTree. We are behind Alaska, costing an average of $326,000 from birth to the age of 18. Brian, the producer, I know you have two granddaughters. You've got very capable parents there that take care of your granddaughters, but you never know. You might be on the hook, all right? So I need you to pay attention. $326,000? That's probably on the low end. They're probably not like Olivia begging for squishy toys and everything at Five Below every day. That's that's on the low end. That's if you don't buy them toys, right? Oh, man. And I saw somebody was laughing about her calling me girly pop. She does. She says these things all the time. Like when you hear of gentle parenting, that's what Olivia does to me. That's what she does to me. And there's many times, just real quick, many times in the morning I'm trying to get her hair done and I'm like rushing out the door. And for some reason I have a hard time with the pigtails. And the line isn't always straight. So Olivia, she always double checks because she doesn't want a zigzag line in the back of her head, which I understand. You know, I'm not too off with it. You know, it is what it is. We got to get out of the door. So the other day she looks at it and she goes, "Now, I know you tried your best, but let's try this one more time, okay?" And I was like, all right, turn around, man, come on. But yeah, she does. She says it in like a very passive, soft way. "Oh, that's great, girly pop, but that's not going to work." She's such a cute kid. I love her. All right, let's go back to this list by Chris Papps. In 2026, he says, again, second most expensive state to raise a child. The PATE fee was enacted, because remember, that was voted on last year. I think there was some confusion there. They voted on that last year, and then it went into effect on April 1st. Again, that was the PATE tax. So he's got the price here, $2.25 and up if you buy 5 gallons of PATE. And it worked out, too, because remember I was wondering if it was $1 or $1.50 on a gallon. It's actually $1.15. It was $1.15, I think, it worked out on a gallon. And then if you get 5 gallons or more, you're looking at $2.25. Okay, so I guess if you buy more, it's a little... It's a little better. Anyways, unemployment rate jumped to 4.3%. Of course, they're going to blame that on DOGE and President Trump and the federal jobs. That's what they'll do. And we'll give them that. We'll give them that bone. $1.4 billion as far as a budget deficit. They did nothing about that, basically. Now, the massive Sheraton Hotel closed in downtown Baltimore. We talked about that because soon after you had the steakhouse that also closed over there. Wallet Hub did name Maryland the second worst U.S. state to start a business in 2026. You know, like, look, we don't even have to be reminded of that. We know this for a fact. You know what? I would love to try to go back. Maybe Wallet Hub has the numbers. I would love to know how many businesses were successfully created in 2025. And when I say successfully created, like, you know, there was actual opening. Because some businesses I noticed, and they talked about this in Baltimore City, some of those restaurants or retail shops that got a boost from Mayor Brandon Scott. Remember they were doing this whole DEI entrepreneur thing? Well, some of those businesses never actually had their grand opening. They never opened. So it's like they spent the money to get the shop, there and to do the renovations. But there were a few that never actually opened. And so that money was basically spent on renovations and they couldn't figure out how to budget it any other way. They couldn't figure out how to open. Oh, man. I won't blame them, though, because we know how hard it is to get a permit in Baltimore City. We know how hard it is to go around the city regulations, okay? So I don't actually blame the business owners in this situation. I blame Mayor Scott for doing something as stupid as handing out money, kind of like just throwing it to the wind, saying, "Oh, well, we're not going to look at your business model or anything. Here, you want to be an entrepreneur? Here you go. Here's some money. That's not what they should have done. They should have, they should have helped these individuals, especially first-time entrepreneurs. Maybe they had a great idea, but they didn't know how to get it off the ground. I mean, why not stick them with, maybe you had a program where you had apprenticeship, where they could work at another business that was similar. I don't know, but just to throw people money and expect things to happen, it just sounds so stupid in my view. But anyways, who am I? Also on the list, proposed U.S. congressional map introduced to eliminate bipartisan state representation. Obviously, Governor Wes Moore did not get his way on that. And interesting enough, you know what? I don't think we talk about that enough. You had Hakeem Jeffries come to Annapolis and try to push Senator Bill Ferguson to do redistricting. And not just Senator Ferguson. There were many Democrats in the Senate that said, "No, we're not doing it." They said, "We're not doing it. This is a loss. Get out of our faces." Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, that did not happen. Let's see. Also on this list, high school graduation rate falls 1.2% to 86.4% despite a massive funding spike. Now, I did see this And I actually went to kind of look things up just a bit because I wanted to share it with you. Now, as it mentions, massive funding. Back in, let me get this exact date for you. Back in March, if you recall, Fox 45 put out an article, or report, I should say, titled Baltimore City Schools SAT Scores Hit Record Lows Amid Massive Funding Boost. This was March 9th, 2026. It looks like Chris Papps is the one that worked on this story. Now, it says here that student outcomes continue to decline in Baltimore City public schools despite all the funding, and SAT scores in Baltimore have hit record lows. Taxpayers will give the school system about $1.9 billion, and that's thanks to that whole, what is it, blueprint for education. So we're actually putting more money into the schools. And now you've got an 86.4% high school graduation rate that falls from 1.2% to 86.4%. So you've got people that are trying to pass them through. At the same time, you see the SAT scores, right? You see the SAT scores, and then at the same time, you also see a drop in the graduation rate altogether. Now, if you listen to Sonia Santelices and you listen to Mayor Brandon Scott, they will tell you more kids are going off to the next grade, right? They're advancing to the next grade. But that is because, and many schools have come forward and saying that they're really just allowing these kids to graduate or go on to the next grade without actually having the grades or the education or the skill set to do so. So just like the crime and violence numbers, they're fudging the numbers, and they're allowing these kids to go to the next grade level, and they should not be. So that is continuing to happen despite more money going into the school system. You've got more money per pupil right now in Baltimore City than you did 3 years ago. And now they're even failing even worse. I also noted here, because they asked Senator Bill Ferguson about it at the time, and I thought it was very interesting because his comment was, in my view, it was a little bit strange. His comments, let me see if I can get the exact quote for you. Let's see. He says, regarding the drop in SAT scores, Ferguson largely blamed the COVID-19 pandemic. He said 6 years after the pandemic, schools are still recovering. But if you look at the data, the SAT scores in Baltimore City were going down before 2020. That was his comment. Senator Bill Ferguson, that was his comment. Well, Senator, don't forget, you passed the blueprint for education. Taxpayers are paying more, my guy. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And then he had another comment, basically the low bar of expectations, saying, you know, we shouldn't really put everything on SAT scores. We know that that's been a very biased test in the past. You know, it's like, okay, here we go. Here we go. Poor black kids, right? Now, mind you, there are a lot of African immigrants in the Baltimore City school system that go off to college and do great. They do great stuff, right? And why is that? Because in their culture, they value education, they value family structure, and they value their kids being successful. In African-American homes, many of them in Baltimore City, not all of them, many of them, they don't value any of those things. And this is the outcome. And then you got people in charge of all this, like Senator Bill Ferguson, saying, well, you know, it is what it is. I know, it's exhausting. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation, and we'll continue going through the list here with Chris Papps. I'll also go back and read some of your text messages. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I can't find instances in which the church has spoken out strongly against the number one state sponsor of terror. And unfortunately, evil has always existed. And look, there's different analysis if you want to look at the Catholic Church and their reaction to Hitler and the rise of fascism and Nazism and World War II, in that their criticism was muted at best. And while they did make humanitarian efforts to help individuals out, and they deserve all the credit in the world for that, because that was a courageous thing to do, I think the church could have been more outspoken about evil in its time.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, you know, I've been endorsing Pure Talk for 7 years now, and I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Now, Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, and helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. It's a fantastic organization who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. Also, Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Yeah, I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like many other companies do, but they are committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers. And yes, I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big guys, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you save, on average, as a family, over $1,000 a year. Now, I choose to do business with a company that shares my values. So what about you? Make the switch. #250, keyword save now. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the list of things that Chris Pass was going through at Fox 45 that will affect Marylanders here in 2026. I did find the exact statement here from Senator Bill Ferguson in this report back from March 9th, 2026 is when it went out. He says, because they were talking about the SAT scores and how low they are, this is what Bill Ferguson said specifically. He said, one test is not a determining value. I think we've seen a lot of debate over the SAT in particular and its inequitable impact. Again, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Inequitable impact. What they're trying to say is, what he's trying to say, is that the black and brown kids in Baltimore, we shouldn't expect them to have decent SAT scores. That's what he's saying. It's just not accurate. It is a very low bar. That is what they do. So he just kind of, you know, pushes it away and like, oh, well, you know, that's an inequitable test. We shouldn't rely on that. Instead of saying, you know what, we got to do more. We got to make sure that our students are getting great scores just like any other state. But that's not what they do. They just keep, they continue the low bar here in the city of Baltimore. I got Tariq in Ellicott City. Tariq, you were listening to the SAT scores?
Yes, thank you very much. I have a little bit to say on this matter. I'm one of the few people you'll ever meet who actually wrote and published SAT questions, specifically in mathematics.
Oh, wow.
So I know the system not only from the outside in, but from the inside out. There are several risk factors in achieving a low SAT score in mathematics. One is lack of mathematics knowledge. One is a free choice never to do mathematics homework. One is parents who are not actively involved in their children's education. Another is a classroom where the other students in the class are not inclined to be educated. We shouldn't think that if we walked into any random secondary school classroom in Baltimore City, we're going to encounter 35 students who were actively interested in learning, and they're paying attention, and they did the homework last night, and maybe they have a question, and when the teacher says, open up your books and copy down problem number 17 on page 223, that they're all going to do that. Some of them don't have their books with them. Some of them didn't bring a notebook. Some of them didn't bother to bring a pencil or a pen.
Right.
You have a significant lack of cooperation with the teacher. All of these are risk factors.
Right.
And
right.
When a student presents multiple risk factors, they're going to do poorly.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Tariq, I got to jump and take a break here. I appreciate you sharing it and letting us know. Tariq will probably say that the test that he helped write is, in fact, not inequitable. We'll discuss where we get back.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says China has agreed not to supply its ally Iran with weapons. Comes amid reports that Beijing had been actively considering such weapons transfers. The president says another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks could be just around the corner. This is as Strait of Hormuz is locked out.
President Trump says the war in Iran is, quote, very close to over, and clips of an interview set to air today. Meantime, the U.S. military says its blockade on Iranian ports had been fully implemented. Pakistan says it's pursuing efforts to help the U.S. and Iran negotiate an end to the war after Mr. Trump told the New York Post earlier that a second round of talks with Iran, quote, could be happening over the next 2 days. Ken Lorman reporting.
U.S. mediated talks between Israel and Lebanon are raising hopes for a deal between those two countries.
After the meeting, the State Department said the talks were productive and that the two sides had agreed to begin direct negotiations at a mutually agreed time and venue. The U.S. and Israel focused on disarming Hezbollah, which has already rejected these talks. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yaakov Leiter, said the two sides were united in a desire to liberate Lebanon from Hezbollah. Lebanon's ambassador, Neda Hameda Moad, said she'd stressed her country's sovereignty and had called for a ceasefire and the return of displaced people to their homes.
The BBC's Neda Tofik in Washington. It is the second school shooting in Turkey in as many days. This time, four people have been killed, 20 others wounded. Authorities say the gunman, a student at the school, is dead. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have been bouncing between small gains and losses. The Dow is now down 125 points, while the NASDAQ is up 112 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. A new released report on a 2023 fire that killed two Baltimore City firefighters has found some critical failures in multiple areas, including training, equipment, and staffing. Acting Captain Dylan Rinaldo and firefighter Rodney Pitts III died after responding to the fire on Linden Linden Heights Avenue, and three other firefighters were injured. The fire department's incident review team determined that firefighters were exposed to 1,000-degree temperatures, and the heat led to multiple catastrophic failures to firefighters' outdated breathing equipment. All breathing apparatus has since been upgraded. The report found that overall, the Linden Heights fire exposed systemic issues that contributed to the deaths. The report says the fire department has addressed the findings and has made progress in fixing them. And the fire department battled a Tuesday brush fire near the 2700 block of Black Rock Road. Firefighters were called to the scene at around 5, and they were able to contain the fire. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The incredible season of Rico Garcia continued last night at Camden Yards.
Rico Garcia has just made it through 9 consecutive games without allowing a hit to start this incredible season in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 4 batters faced, 4 retired last night. 30 batters faced, no hits this season. It's the longest hitless streak in the majors this year. The man who he relieved last night continues to be amazed.
Talk about a guy that's not human. It's that guy right there. I think ever since last year, it seems like every time there's bases loaded last year, less than one out, and he would get us out of it every single time. The journey that he's been on, and he's unbelievable.
The rubber game of the series is this afternoon at 12:35 with Kyle Bradish on the hill. If you're going, wear white and hydrate. Game time temperature will be in the 90-degree range. Owings Mills will be the site today of the Ravens pre-draft luncheon. Eric DaCosta will shuck and jive, use phrases like best player available, right player, right price. Nothing will be revealed, as it shouldn't be. Draft will begin 1 week from tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, the Ravens will unveil their new uniforms at a PSL holder event at the Merriweather Post Pavilion. Lamar saw a sneak preview.
They all look good. They all look good.
I don't want to rush time, and I can't rush time, but
I'm looking forward to one of these.
And finally, season over for the Caps. 2-1 winners last night in Columbus. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the team missing the playoffs.
You're in a little bit of shock and just extremely, extremely disappointed of not being able to play in the playoffs. That's as simply put as I can put it. There's no way to make it sound any better than it is.
And with the Caps season now over, coming up in 30 minutes, is the career of Alex Ovechkin over as well. And that is Stein on Sports. Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 10:33. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another hot day ahead of us. Bright, sunny, with record challenging heat today as highs soar into the low 90s for the first time this season. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 in Bowley's Quarter, 75 in Pikesville, 75 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the tragic ending to a search for Branson Odor. Ended at the Baltimore Inner Harbor, right by the aquarium. Many people suspected that almost 2 weeks ago now, possibly Branson, who was last seen on a bike, could have possibly fallen into the water. His family had reported him missing. His girlfriend and so many others were canvassing the area. It sounded like almost every single day trying to find him. It's so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. Only 27 years old. They're going to continue the investigation and see what happened. They said his body had a little bit of trauma, but it could have been trauma associated with the fall into the water. Not necessarily foul play. And so we'll see. I know that they said that they had surveillance footage. I don't know if you guys heard that, but they had surveillance footage of him falling off the bike a couple of times. So there is a possibility that he was riding, you know, very close to the harbor and fell off the bike because he was allegedly intoxicated. But we'll continue to wait for the police report on that one. We just wanted to update you because obviously everybody was talking about Branson Odor, and again, very young, and there was surveillance video of him leaving a bar. And I will go back to the comments that I saw from the, you know, the crazy liberal left. There were so many people commenting because he was seen leaving that bar, the Horseshoe Road Inn on. And that bar has been in the news a couple different times. I think once there were people there that attended the Halloween party, and they had some interesting costumes that had to do with, I guess you could say, Adolf Hitler, a few other things. And they, you know, of course, they were blamed for those patrons coming in with those costumes, even though they told them to leave. They still blamed the bar. And so even with this, the footage was put out there, you know, just showing people that he was talking to three individuals and showing him leaving that bar. And of course, there were people in the comment section saying, well, he's a black man and that bar is known to be racist. Right. That was a part of the narrative that was spinning out there. Do they ever get tired of this? Probably not. Probably not. Running to racism, running to, you know, possibly ICE picking him up. Just stop already, please. It's embarrassing for you, not for us. Also, before the break, we were talking about the legislative session and the list that Chris Paps had posted on X, and it is still up there if you want to take a look at it. I will just note, we were talking about the high school graduation rate, excuse me, and Tariq, thank you so much for calling in. I had no idea that you had a hand in the SAT test. That's amazing. But even beyond that, and I'm just going to take a wild guess that Tariq is not an older white male from Ellicott City or Ellicott City. And so here, you know, if you missed it, he actually penned some of the questions that you will find on the SAT. And you've got comments from Senator Bill Ferguson saying that we shouldn't look too hard at the fact that you've got many people, many students in Baltimore City doing very poorly on the SATs, because he said, you know, there's debate on whether or not it's inequitable. But I wish somebody would take that to him, like, oh, you know what? We actually heard from someone that penned some of the questions, and he himself is a man of color. And you're telling me that this guy made sure that these questions were inequitable? Is that what you're telling us, Senator Bill Ferguson? No. No. You see, the racism here, and in case you missed it, the racism here comes from Senator Bill Ferguson. He's saying to everyone, basically, you got to lower the bar. Don't forget, these are kids of color. You have to lower the bar to make it equitable. You've got to lower the bar so that these kids can succeed. That is actual racism. But the left is not going to call it out. You're not going to have Democrats in the state of Maryland put two and two together and figure it out. Now, you've got the Reparations Commission. You've got the Black Legislative Caucus there in Annapolis working with Senator Bill Ferguson. He made those comments back in March. Do you think anybody in the legislative body there in Annapolis, any black person that is constantly talking about racism, do you think any one of them approached Senator Bill Ferguson and asked him, how dare you say something like that? Of course not. Now, there's only two reasons for that. One, they don't want to admit that lowering the bar is an actual racist thing to do. But number two, I don't think some of these people are bright enough to understand what he's saying, what is going on. I don't think they get it. I think they're that dumb. When you hear President Trump talking about low IQ, we got a lot of that going on in Annapolis. We do. And I told you before, I have conversations with Democrats that are black in Annapolis, and they don't get it. They don't get it. And it's like, dude, really? You don't think it's wrong to lower the bar and expectations in some of these schools for specifically the black kids? You don't think that's wrong? You don't think that's racist? This is like Jim Crow era type stuff. They don't get it. Because they receive the same education and they're just as stupid. And that's what you're dealing with. When I go outside of the state of Maryland and people ask me, like even on Friday, I just want to let you guys know, Jen Charlton, she'll be hosting the show for me on Friday. I'm going to Massachusetts to support the lieutenant governor candidate there in Mass. But when I leave the state, the people ask me, they're like, Kim, you know, why is Baltimore the way it is? Why do you have young black kids, and some of them even in high school, that can't read, write, or do basic math? And here is why. Because of people like Senator Bill Ferguson and Mayor Brandon Scott and Sonia Santelices, this is why. They think lowering the bar is a good thing. That's somehow going to help these kids in the future. You know what? And right after they take the call here, because I was going to save it till later, but I'm going to get into the Johns Hopkins story for you, because that also will put a lot of this in perspective. When we talk about the demographic, here this school is sitting in a predominantly black city. I want you to think real quick, just think about how many black kids actually attend Johns Hopkins as it's sitting in East Baltimore. And always has been. Let me go to the phone line here. I've got my friend Alan Woodlawn. Al, I don't know about you, but you know what? The SAT was so difficult. School was so hard. All I needed was for someone to lower the bar so I could have been more successful.
Oh, my goodness. Just think if they had AI when we were in school, Kim. You know,
yeah.
Not that we would have used it, but, I mean, you know.
Well, I was that kind of student, Al. I would have used it. I would.
I may would have looked at it, you know. Kim, right. I just want to say this. Kurt Schmoke, City College graduate, same high school I went to, Rhodes Scholar, mayor of Baltimore. Back in the day, he lowered the passing grades for Baltimore City public school students. And when he was asked why he did it, he said because he wanted to, you know, level the playing field so that the students in Baltimore City, you know, would have the same chance as all the other kids in the state. I mean, here's a guy with his educational background, Kim, and he lowered it. He lowered the standards.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking about maybe 30, 35 years ago when he did this.
Yeah.
I mean, and hearing about Bill Ferguson, this reminds me of not too long ago when a lot of organizations were saying, Kim, that, you know, the SATs and those kind of tests weren't fair, you know, to black kids. You know, a lot of them didn't know what a regatta was. Do you remember that, Kim, the term regatta?
Yeah. No, I remember.
Yeah. And I mean, it's no excuse right now with the excess that kids have. You know, with the internet and things like that, you can learn anything you want to learn. You know, if you do it, if you want to do it, if you want to strive to be better, you know. And Kim, real quick,
yep.
Last year the legislators introduced 27 bills to make it harder on juveniles that commit crimes. Last year, none of them got passed. So what do they do this year? They say, okay, well, you know what? If you're 14 or 15. We're not going to charge you as an adult. It's insanity, Kim.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yep. This is how it is.
It's insanity. Well, look, Kim, I'm gonna let you go. I know you got. Yeah, I know you're pretty busy. But look, I might see you at the gun show this week. I'll look for you in the sky. Okay. I might see you at the gun show.
All right. I'll be the one wearing extra ear protection because it's hard for me.
I know when I see you, Kim, because you'll be loading up that gun safe by yourself in your vehicle. Loading up that gun safe.
Yep, in my stilettos. Yep, thank you, Al, so much. I appreciate
right,
you
safe.
As always.
Best to you and Olivia. Be safe.
You too. Right. You too. But yeah, no, Al's right. This is what they do. And Kurt Schmoke did it. And don't forget, Governor Wes Moore. He's another one. He can, right now, he can opt into school choice. and take some of these kids in some of these failing school districts, like in Baltimore City, and allow them the opportunity to go to another school district that isn't failing. He said no. He's not opting in. He tried. The first thing he did was try to end the boost program. Here's what I'll say. And again, I could go to your text messages after that. This is what I think they want to do. I think that they lower the bar in the state of Maryland because I don't think they believe that any of these black kids are going to get out of the state. And that's not, and they want them to stay in the state. And when they stay in the state, what happens? They live on government assistance for all of their lives. And who takes advantage of that? Well, the politicians. And so they have them there. They also loosen the laws for juveniles. Why? So they can go in and out of the system. Who makes money on kids going in and out of the system their entire lives? The politicians. They make money on these kids being stupid and broke and unsuccessful here in Baltimore City. So the incentive for these politicians is to keep them stupid and broke and unsuccessful. And you've got the Legislative Black Caucus, yes, I am calling you out, the NAACP, Kwaisi and Fume, you got all these black people in leadership constantly pointing the finger at President Trump and white people, and meanwhile, their policies and practices are even more racist than I've ever seen in my life. They're more racist than the Jim Crow era. They're possibly more racist than the KKK. Yes, I said it. That's how ridiculous this all is. And that they'll get up there and vote for a reparations commission. Oh, we should study whether or not we could give out reparations. As if that's throwing a bone. And people eat it up. And we go and knock on doors and we say, hey, have you ever thought about not voting Democrat? Well, Republicans are racist. Yeah, that's exactly what they told you, right? That's exactly what you think. And I know that you probably don't have the IQ to think for yourself in this situation. So thank you for your time, ma'am. I hope you have a great week. And so if you're ever wondering if, you know, Baltimore City is ever going to flip, I will say not in my lifetime, because they've truly done a number on all of these residents. And that, you know, I will not say all of them. There are some that are able to get out. And they're the ones that are leaving, right? Think about the numbers right now. Who's leaving Baltimore City right now? The middle class black family. The kids that actually went to school and did the right thing, like Tariq in Ellicott City pointed out. They're taking their kids and they're getting out of Dodge. That's the last point here on Chris Papp's list. 12,127 residents lost to domestic migration. Sixth most in U.S. This is per the census, by the way. Maryland named sixth worst state for tax competitiveness, according to the Tax Foundation. Over 12,000 residents. 12,000 residents. The demographic in Baltimore City, middle-class black families. They're out. They want nothing to do with this racist state. Nothing to do with it. But let the Legislative Black Caucus tell you, they're doing a fantastic job. They're great. The NAACP, fantastic. Right? They're having an event, isn't it, this weekend in Randallstown? All jokes, a clown show, every one of you. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Discuss when we get back. I'll go to your phone calls, of course, and your text messages, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I really don't know how they sleep at night. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. Hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. But if it does, no matter what your age is, I want you to call my friends at Audiology Associates. 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So there's no excuse. Do not delay. Call 410-944-3100 or go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoibach.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show. Four resignations from Congress this week for assorted scumbaggery. It's about time.
You're a man's man. You're a man's man's man. And more importantly, your hand, while firm and masculine, is soft as a velvet child. What lotion do you use?
This is the retribution the Democrat Party fears.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1980-something.
All right, I hopped off my soapbox. I'm sorry. You guys know, every once in a while, it really fires me up. Chris Papps, I'll blame you, my friend. We're going through the list of items here in 2026. We're talking about the legislative session. Don't forget, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, or Wes Moore? Cast your vote, and we'll get to that for sure in the 11 o'clock hour. And I was just talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of what you see, and I don't have to tell you, I'm preaching to the choir here. But I really, truly don't think that there are, you know, a ton of bright people in Annapolis that pretend to represent the black community. I mean, look, we were talking about Kalen Young, right? That delegate. How many times did we talk about him? And, you know, I don't know if it's domestic violence. I don't know what it is, what's going on with him. But, you know, not everybody has the perfect situation with the mother or the father of their child. And, you know, I understand that. But more than once, we're receiving, you know, ring camera footage of here, this guy, this delegate, going off on the mother of his child, right? We saw him leave his two-year-old in the car to run up on the porch to scream further at the mother. The kid was in the car. He's got the emotional intelligence of a toddler. He's in Annapolis writing laws, making laws. That guy. My nine-year-old can hold herself together better than he can. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got some callers. I got Raymond in Rosedale. Hey, Raymond.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you again for the information you got me last Friday.
Oh, right. Was that the right place? Was that what you were talking
about?
Okay, great.
Yes, ma'am. But what I wanted to say is the Democratic Party has very low expectations of black people.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that for a long time, that O'Malley lowered the test scores from 70 to 60s because he said Baltimore City schools kids could not meet the qualifications to make a 70. And I said, when I heard that, what he's saying is black people are stupid. They don't want to really say it, but that's what they're really saying.
Yeah, same with Kamala Harris saying that we can't get a voter ID. Kathy Hochul, the governor in New York, saying that we have a hard time using computers. Right? They're always calling black people stupid. But Raymond, my question is, how is it that they have so many black people voting for them every election cycle?
Because they have, like I've said before, it's the slave mentality that they have. They've been told so long that the Republican Party is racist and they don't like black people, and they believe it. And I don't understand it. It's your community. Look at how it is now. It wasn't always that way. But yeah. Now a lot of these people don't know any different, so this is what they accept.
It's sad.
Until they start waking up and thinking for themselves.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll happen.
Unfortunately, the school system isn't teaching them how to think.
No, and the teachers are having a hard time themselves because they can't even discipline the kids that are out of control. It's just a sick cycle, and that's why I said earlier, Raymond, I think the point is to make sure these kids are not successful, so they're in and out of the system so that they can make money on them time and time again.
Yes, and I even see that in the rehab services that you get in the state.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I mean, it's just terrible.
Yep, so true, Raymond. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see. I keep doing that. I don't know why I keep messing it up there, Brian, the producer. Thank you so much. So, Ray was right. I didn't even think about, the rehab centers are like that. Gosh. We were talking about Roca yesterday. And Roca has pretty good numbers from what I can tell as far as their data and helping young people. But, you have all these organizations that are geared towards helping in the Black community. With all of these organizations, you would think that the Black community would be getting better somehow, right? More educated. You'd see more entrepreneurs. You would see more graduates. See more of us going off to college. And every single year, the numbers decline. So it's just like, okay, well, what are we paying for here? Are we paying for, like, Roca keeping the kids? I guess it's great if they're just not shooting somebody. It's great if they don't commit murder. It's great if they're not murdered themselves. Is that the bar? It's a shame. God bless my parents. And I know you can't choose your parents. You can't choose your family. Thank God I had great parents. Thank God. All right, coming up next, I do want to share those Hopkins numbers with you. And then also, what do we get out of the legislative session? We'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The next round of U.S.-Iran peace talks could, according to President Trump, happen over the next 2 days. They could be held in Islamabad again, or maybe in Geneva this time. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Iran have reportedly worked out an agreement in principle to extend the 2-week ceasefire due to expire in a week. This would allow for more diplomacy. Israel and Lebanon have been talking, engaged in U.S.-mediated discussions in Washington, their first diplomatic talks in decades. Congressional Republicans are pressing ahead with a go-it-alone approach to fully funding the Department of Homeland Security. And a stubborn weather pattern is funneling a lot of hot air into the eastern U.S., threatening to shatter record highs into the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 89 points. More details, SRNNews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, here's something you don't see very often.
Argus lifts this pretty deep. It's got some carry to it to left field for Ward. Back to the wall, and it's gone. He's done it again. Hildemaro Vargas makes it 3-2 Diamondbacks.
On their way to a 4-3 win, Steve Berthume had the call on D-backs TV as Trevor Rogers struggled into the fifth and the Birds' 3-game winning streak comes to an end. After the game, Rogers on the pitch that did him in.
That curveball to Vargas, that was a good pitch, and thought he popped it up and he just kept going. So, body felt good, stuff was good, and just those ground balls didn't go my way. And
it was the first homer that Rogers has allowed all season. Meanwhile, manager Craig Albernaz was back in the dugout less than 24 hours after being struck in the face by a foul ball.
I feel good, actually. I mean, considering the medical team did a great job. It took care of me. That's all you can ask for. Ball hit me pretty flush in the cheek, so feel good. Luckily, no surgery. It's at least 7 fractures in my cheek area, orbital, and then a broken jaw.
And no solid food for 6 weeks. Coming up in 30 minutes, as Alex Ovechkin played his last game for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amanda Young, gerontologist and CEO of Wesley Secure Care. And one thing I hear all the time is, I'm healthy. I'll never need long-term care. The truth is, planning early keeps you independent longer, and we make it simple. So before you tell me you'll never need help, let's at least make sure that's a choice and not a surprise. Learn more about how Wesley Secure Care can help you plan smart and stay at home. Visit WesleySecureCare.org today.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another very hot day ahead of us. Bright and sunny with highs headed for the low 90s for the first time this season. 91 is the high we're forecasting today. Partly cloudy and mild again tonight as temperatures fall back into the comfortable upper 60s. The heat continues through the end of the week. A mix of clouds and sun on Thursday with highs in the upper 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File with TurboTax Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get the biggest refund and help you do more. File today in the Credit Karma app.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, I will just assume that some of the guys that like to call or text in that usually always put up a fight, I'll assume they're very busy today because they're not weighing in. And the fact that they're lowering the bar time and time again for the black students across the state of Maryland. It's like, you know, cats got their tongue, I guess, today. I do have a couple of texts I want to read to you. Greg says, I wonder if they ever taught in school that President Lincoln helped form the Republican Party to fight against the Democratic Party and who the Democratic Party was the party for slavery. Greg, they don't usually teach that. I can tell you that for sure. They don't usually teach that at all. And when they do talk about it, interesting enough, they'll always say that the parties switched. And that's how they try to justify things. They'll say, well, you know, the Republican Party was once the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party was the Republican Party. And then I usually come back and say, well, that's not what Frederick Douglass said. And then you go through some of Frederick Douglass's quotes. And then you're like, well, you know, so how do you square that with what you just said, you know? And they never can. They'll just continue to, you know, to say that the parties have switched. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. But, you know, those that are in control of the school system, they're usually what? Liberals. They're usually Democrats, right? That's where a lot of these kids are being indoctrinated. They're not going to tell these kids what the real deal was. And that's why parents have to step up. Parents are going to have to do their job there to make sure their kids understand. Doug says, morning. People from around the world go to Hopkins University. Hopkins has a small campus around the world, not just in Baltimore. Yes, Doug, that is true. But I'm glad you brought that up because we're going to go into the numbers here. Because they are now talking about the fact that since the DEI process has been eliminated at Ivy League schools, this is part of this article. Since it's been eliminated, the demographics have completely changed. Now, if you recall, there were many Asian students that were very concerned about discrimination. And according to these Asian students, and they, you know, there were many of them going on Newsmax, they were doing interviews. There were many Asian students that said that they were not getting into places like Hopkins because they said they had already filled their quota and they already had enough. They already had enough Asian students. Sorry about that. They already had enough Asian students. So now that they've ended this in the so-called affirmative action, now they're looking at the numbers and the demographic. Now, Doug, I said that this isn't a predominantly black city because, let's be honest, yes, it is. That is why Governor Wes Moore talks about Hopkins and the fact that he went there and he was this Rhodes Scholar and everything else. And he is very proud of his education, and he should be. That's why he should opt into school choice in the Big Beautiful Bill, but he's not. Well, anyways, they're talking about the numbers because they have changed significantly at every campus and even online. Okay? So now, the key demographics as far as 2023 to 2025, you have 56.7% of students at Hopkins that are female, 43.3% that are male. Racial ethnic composition and incoming class trends, take a listen to this. 45 to 49% Asian. They were keeping the quota for Asian students less than 25%. Since they ended the DEI process and making sure they had certain quotas, since they ended that, 45 to 49% Asian students attend Hopkins University. 30% white students at Hopkins University. Now, according to, they says it, you know, this is approximately, but it does vary. As far as Hispanic and Latino, they're saying it's a little less than 20%. They don't have the exact numbers. As far as international students, Doug, this is what you're referring to, 15 to 16%. How many black students attend Hopkins University? 4%. 4%. The number was much higher just 5 years ago. And we were told it's because these kids got into these schools based on merit. Apparently, that was not the case. Now, with Hopkins and all the grants and the fundings and you name it, unfortunately, you had obviously many people that were also, and I would say Hopkins, they were able to show, oh, we've got these numbers. So they were able to present this, you know, to get more grant funding. They were presenting it to donors. Donors were saying, oh, wow, look at how many black students they have there. Look how many Hispanic students they have there. This is amazing, right? And you have people donating on those facts. Meanwhile, a lot of those kids weren't there based on merit. Now, on the flip side of this, you have many people that will say that they went to Hopkins, they were not ready to go to Hopkins, and they got there and what? And failed. Because they should have never been admitted in the first place. Never should have been admitted in the first place. This is a school they go to from all over the world, sitting in East Baltimore. You would think those legislators, you would think the mayor, Sonia Santelices, the school CEOs, you would think that they would focus on getting black kids to Hopkins, where they can stay here in the Baltimore area, graduate, open successful businesses, or join successful businesses right here in Baltimore. You would think that that would be the game plan. That would be the strategy. You would build around Hopkins. It isn't, because they make more money personally. They're getting wealthier personally based on making sure those kids never make it to Hopkins. I just wanted to share that with you because I saw that yesterday online. And I thought, well, there it is. And so the Asian students were correct. They were being discriminated against. They should have been able to get in there. I wonder how many students now, I mean, I wonder how many of these kids that could have gone to Ivy League schools that went to other universities that maybe could possibly reapply. I don't know what they do. Maybe they just figure, you know what, we got a good degree. No, it's not Ivy League. But it's sad. It's really sad. Anyways, I wanted to share that with you. Also, we are going to talk to Doug Nino Mangione at 11:35. A lot of it has to do with what happened there in Annapolis this week. Don't forget, the question of the day is up at WCBM.com. Who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, or Wes Moore? Cast your vote. WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, or if you have the app, you can take the poll question in the app. I guess I just wanted to share that because it's, you know, it's just so frustrating because you have a lot of kids, I'm sure, that would love to do more and do better in Baltimore City, and they're never given the chance. They might have terrible parents, and you would think that maybe a safe haven would be able to go to school and have a great teacher or a great, you know, administrator or counselor that takes them under their wings and, you know, is some kind of mentor. You've got the mayor's office. He's got an African-American male engagement office apparently within his office. We never hear anybody talking about that. You've got all these people that are supposed to be mentors to these young black men and women. And whatever happens, what is the outcome? What is the success rate? And then when they are successful, what are they doing? They're packing their bags and they're leaving. Black middle-class families are leaving Maryland, and especially the Baltimore region, as fast as they can. And one of the main things that you always hear them say is, I would be damned if I send one of my kids to one of these failing schools. That's what they all say. Do the legislators care? Does the mayor care? I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, I did want to just share with you the chaos on the floor yesterday, at midnight during Sine Die. And I wanted to share just kind of it's about a minute long, just how chaotic the scene was. And again, we'll speak to Doug and Eno Mangione at 11:35. But this was posted by Matt Morgan, right? The Maryland House Freedom Caucus, very upset. They were trying to push two bills through at the last minute there during Sine Die. Now, you're not supposed to do that, obviously. So to be fair, they should be able to weigh in. They should have the opportunity to make amendments. And that didn't actually happen. Take a listen.
The question before the House is to move the previous question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye!
No, no.
The clerk will call the roll. It's a courtesy. Okay. There being 89 votes in the affirmative, and there will be
2. And that is the chaos. And this went on for 4 minutes, by the way. And basically, you have Speaker of the House, Peta Melnick, telling Republicans, no, they cannot explain their vote. No, they cannot debate it. No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like I said, that specific video that I had you listening to there, that was posted by Delegate Matt Morgan. This is the caption he wrote with it. He says, much of the chaos during the final hours of session stemmed from the fact that Democrats didn't want to take a tough vote on amendments that we were trying our best to offer, like the amendment offered to by my friend Calvert's delegate Mark Fisher, exempting overtime pay from taxes. He says, Matt Morgan says, I believe we should reward working and overtime pay should not be taxed. Saying that the government can't afford it is a poor excuse. The money belongs to the people who earned it. And so, again, you also have now the Maryland House Freedom Caucus has posted this. They said last night, again, this was the day they posted this a day ago. Last night, with literally 5 minutes to go before midnight, the House of Delegates was out of control during the passage of two bills, Senate Bill 255 and Senate Bill 141. The Maryland House Freedom Caucus says the chaos in the chamber was more reflective of a banana republic and representative of what life in a Democrat supermajority state is like. There are no rules that apply to them when their priorities are on the table. They say that the Maryland Freedom Caucus has reviewed the floor actions from multiple angles and it is calling into question the legality of the proceedings. And they said they will be seeking legal counsel. Again, that's the Maryland House Freedom Caucus. Yeah, I could imagine that, I would think that was an illegal move by the speaker. I know they're going to have to talk about it. But you know what? If this was on the other, side of this, and you had Republicans that were shouting down Democrats and not allowing them to introduce amendments or to talk about any of the bills, this would be a national story. This would be a national story. The Democrats would complain that they're being oppressed, they're victims, right? How dare they? They'll try to make it about racism. And so here you have Democrats doing that here in the state of Maryland. Does it hit mainstream news? Nope, not at all. Wanted to share that with you. Like I said, I'll bring that back up with Doug and Eno Mangione because I want to ask him, because he was there in the room, obviously, but I want to ask him, how he felt in that moment. I also wanted to ask, him if he could compare or contrast how Speaker Peta Melnick has been running the House versus Speaker Jones. I would love to know the difference, according to Delegate Nino Mangione, so we'll talk to him at 11:35. I will say, before I go to the phone lines here, lowering costs did not happen this session. You've got Governor Wes Moore. He says that, taxpayers won big time. Of course, that's what he's posted on social media, in video format, of course. No one believes it. I read some of the comments. He was getting filleted, really blown up in the comment section. Even Democrats are upset with him right now. Francis Scott Key Bridge doesn't even get a mention. Did you guys notice that? They didn't even get a mention. Not even an honorable mention for the bridge. And as I was sitting in traffic this morning with a bunch of tractor trailers on both sides of me, I was thinking to myself, like, man, I wish they would actually focus on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, because we could definitely use it. But it's nowhere near, anywhere near done. And I try to keep track of it. I don't see anything going over there. I don't know if anybody else has seen anything coming. But we were told that most of the work right now is in the water. And so we're not going to be able to see it. It's in the water. You know what I should do? I should do a video, Brian the producer. Put on some scuba gear. Put on some scuba gear and get one of those underwater drones. And just go down there. And we'll say, all right, let's take a look at the work that Wes Moore says that we can't see from the surface. I guarantee you nothing's done. I guarantee you. All right. I did notice that there weren't any bills to help any business owners. The inspector generals, remember they were trying to see if we could get some oversight in the state of Maryland and in Baltimore County and other counties, any jurisdiction. That didn't happen. And then Wes Moore was taking a victory lap because they are ending ties with the federal government in regarding to the vaccines. So the vaccine list that has just been introduced by RFK Jr., it takes vaccines off of the list, whereas in Maryland, with the bill passed and signed just yesterday by the governor, what it'll do is add those vaccines back on the list, saying that the federal government, this administration, basically doesn't know what it's talking about. And so there could be more vaccine requirements here in Maryland than other surrounding states. You know, the phone lines here. I got my friend Gary in Kingsville. Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Kemp.
Good morning.
Yeah, you don't want to take that drone camera down the harbor. The Democrats will complain of you droning on about the bridge.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, bad attempt at humor. I'll keep my day job. Regarding the Asian discrimination, you know, if anyone who is an American should not be discriminated against due to race, creed, national origin, whatever. However, being an American is essential. If we're talking about Asian students who are coming to America to get educated, to then leave America, to go back to their own home country, steal technology, information from us, maybe even become an agent against this country, then I don't want them to be educated here. So I would like that to be specified, that when we're talking about discrimination against Asians, we're talking about Americans who are of Asian descent.
Okay, so even if it's Asians that decide to stay here, you're still not, like the H-1B visas, you're still not in support of that.
Saying that they're going to and doing it can be two different things. We have a great history of people coming from Asian countries, getting the education, stealing technology, spying. I think we should not ignore that.
So if we limit those H-1B visas, right, if we limit those visas allowing students to do that, would that work for you? Because I think many of them were Asian Americans, well, the ones that I saw doing interviews. But I know what you're saying, that there are some Asians coming over, yes, for sure.
I'm not sure that, despite all I've heard about the value of that program, it seems to me there's been a lot of harm to it. They certainly need to tighten it up considerably.
Yeah, you know what? I think, was it Secretary Marco Rubio? I think he might have said the same thing, Gary. I think he did. And then you had Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. Remember, they got into a fight about it on X with a bunch of America First voters. And they said the same thing that you're saying, Gary, that there are too many using that privilege and coming over here, just as you mentioned. So I can see where, yep, people want it tightened up for sure.
There's a difference between privileges and rights.
Yep, absolutely. Real quick before you go, Gary, can I ask you, did you end up seeing the Harford County superintendent interview with the Baltimore Banner, the former superintendent, Sean Bolson?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts there?
Having had experience with the man at multiple board meetings, I don't believe anything the man says. I think he didn't say anything significantly that changed my opinion about why he's no longer here. You're drugged? Are you kidding me? I don't doubt that. He sounded like he was probably drugged, but if you put yourself in a place where that can happen to you, like strip clubs and places like that, then shame on you. But it didn't carry much weight with me.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to get your feedback on that because I know you were one that was, you attended all those meetings. And you were the one that told me he was pretty liberal because he did. He went to the Baltimore Banner, and I thought about you, Gary. I said, well, Gary said he was liberal.
Well, it mostly was him, but it's not just him. But what's happened in the aftermath, the interim superintendent, how she was selected, why the assistant superintendent was dismissed. There's been he suffered no criminal charges. There's no nasty sound and tape recording that he put out there in public. So why, he was a highly paid man assisting the superintendent. Why wasn't he tapped to replace Folsom?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. It's all been done in the back rooms of Harford County.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for weighing in on that. I hope you have a great weekend.
God bless you, hon.
God bless. Thank you. I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steve and the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Muntz's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and that's why I do too. And AES's motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit online at aeshome.us.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua B.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Did you ever hear of something called the Rainy Day Fund, Governor? Might that have been a good thing, pardon the pun, used for flooding? Now, I understand sometimes things that happen are so catastrophic, the rest of the country does pitch in. Every time there's flooding, every time there's weather damage, shouldn't states have some fiscal, financial responsibility in making sure that they put away? That's what they're called, Rainy Day Funds.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Gary, if you're listening out there, brought up a good point about international students. Just so you know, it's reported here, Johns Hopkins University International Student Report. Apparently, they have a total of 28,890 students, and 19% of that total is made up of international students, in case you were wondering. So that's 19%. So it still doesn't cover, because remember, what is it, 49% Asian? So there's a lot of Americans there. There are a lot of Americans there, but that is a good point. And you are correct in the H-1B visa program, and that's why a lot of people are not so happy. Obviously, they were also talking about this when you saw so much of the anti-Semitism happening at some of these universities and some of these campuses where they were shutting things down. You guys remember that? The police, they were called. You had students, Jewish students, that were being harassed on campuses. I mean, we saw there were some videos coming out of Columbia University. There was so much going on. And at that that time, they were looking at the H-1B visa program, and it was Secretary Marco Rubio who said, look, if you are using this privilege and you are engaged in any of this, where you are, you know, harassing any of our Jewish students or any students at all in the student body, that privilege will be taken from you. And so, yes, I had to look it up. It was Secretary Marco Rubio. All right. Still does explain Hopkins not having 4% black students. 4%. That is wild. And shame on the Baltimore City CEO, the mayor. I mean, why don't you strive? Why not look at Hopkins and say, you know what? Here you are. You're sitting in the middle of our city, and we like you here, and you're not paying any taxes. But why, you know, do they have enough programs in some of these underserved schools? You know, is there a pipeline? We know there's a school-to-prison pipeline. Is there a school-to-Hopkins pipeline? Can we get one of those? Little ways to be seen. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore, Eric Swalwell, Baltimore County PD, so much more, including Delegate Nino Mangione.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Cleanup today across weather-ravaged parts of the Midwest, although more violent weather is possible, while back east, the AC will be going full tilt.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and Iran reportedly have a tentative agreement to extend the two-week ceasefire due to expire in a week, this to allow more time for diplomacy. Congressional Republicans pushing on with a go-it-alone strategy for fully funding the Department of Homeland Security.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Republicans will try to pass the money for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, quote, the hard way. That means bypassing Democrats who have kept DHS shut down for almost 2 months and stalled bipartisan negotiations. Thune says Republicans are instead preparing a partisan bill that they'll try to pass under a complicated, time-consuming maneuver called budget reconciliation that only requires a simple majority vote in the 53-47 Senate. Ken Lorman reporting.
9 dead, 13 wounded, the latest school shooting in Turkey, the second such shooting in as many days. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 218 points, while the NASDAQ 217 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. A traffic stop led to the arrest of a Catonsville man on drug and gun charges in Anne Arundel County. Police pulled over a driver for a registration violation late Monday night in the area of Old Mill Road and Veterans Highway in Millersville. Based on further investigation, a canine unit was called and the driver fled on foot, but was taken into custody near the scene. Officers recovered psilocybin mushrooms, suspected Adderall, more than a pound of suspected marijuana, and a loaded 9mm handgun without a serial number. 20-year-old Jaden Durrell Smith was arrested and charged. And the Baltimore Ravens and Under Armour have partnered with Baltimore County Public Schools to support a girls' flag football program that's scheduled to begin this fall. The Ravens and Under Armour will provide grant funding and uniforms for the team. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing up front. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Things were lining up pretty good for the Birds last night. Three-game winning streak, rousing comeback the night before. Trevor Rogers on the hill. And then they looked even better in the top of the second. Oh, Masile gets into this one to deep center field. The money's coming out already. Big Sam with a big fly, called on the spot by Big Ben. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson 431 feet later. The Birds had a 1-0 lead, but it was short-lived. Rogers got into trouble in the fifth, allowed a three-run shot as the D-backs take game two of the series, 4-3, the final. After the game, manager Albanez, despite the broken jaw, odd Rogers' uncharacteristic struggles.
The changeup had some different profiles as he was throwing it throughout the course of the game. That was one thing that stood out. I mean, he had one walk, and it hurt him. You know, Vargas got that breaking ball in the air for a three-run shot.
And then Rogers asked how it felt to finally be human.
You know, this game's really hard, and so I just try to stay even keel the best I can. Those starts are going to happen, and we got 5.5, 6 more months of this, and so I just try to stay even keel.
First home run Rogers has allowed this season, only the second time in his last 22 starts he's allowed as many as 4 runs. Ravens hosting what has come to be known as the Liar's Lunch, the pre-draft gathering at the Castle, where the team's brass skirts around the media's questions about the team's plans for the NFL draft. Round one of the draft, 1 week from tomorrow, interior offensive line and wide receiver, the biggest needs. Caps played their season finale last night in Columbus in what may have been the final game of the 21-year career of the greatest goal scorer of all time. Here's Alex Ovechkin interviewed by the great TJ Oshie on ESPN before the game on how he feels and about his impending decision.
Feels good, pretty good, obviously, but it's going to be not an easy decision. Sometimes you want it, sometimes you're not, so we'll see.
Caps beat the Blue Jackets 2-1, eliminated the night before by the Flyers from the playoffs. Coming up in 30 minutes, the unbelievable story of Rico Garcia continues. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 1107. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, sunny and hot today with highs in the low 90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. The heat sticks around for at least another day. Mix of clouds and sun on Thursday with highs in the 90s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Bel Air, 78 in Edgemere, and 74 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Don't forget, if you miss any of the shows are archived at WCBM.com. Also, we're on all podcast platforms, so it's Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, you name it. The show is called Kim Klasick Live. So just tell Alexa, play Kim Klasick Live, and it should just pop up. If it doesn't, make sure you text us to the text line and let us know. Speaking of the text line, that can be found right there on the WCBM 680 app, and the app makes it very easy to listen to the show and also to take the poll question of the day. Now, we'll get into that in just a little bit, but in case you missed it, it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Here are your options. Taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, or Wes Moore himself. Did he get his agenda across? Is he a big winner? I mean, he didn't get the redistricting, but did he get other items? You tell me. You tell me. Go ahead and take part in that poll. We were talking about the tragic news of Branson Odor. He did tragically fall into the Inner Harbor. They have been looking for him for almost 2 weeks, and I'm glad that his family is going to get some closure, and the investigation will continue on how all of that transpired. Also, we were talking about the chaos at the end of the legislative session. We played about a minute of the clip from Delegate Matt Morgan's social media page. And it sounded like the new speaker, Penna Melnick, did not want Republicans weighing in on some of the votes. They were ready to go home and get out of there. And they said, Republicans, you don't have any authority here. Not on my watch. Your kind's not welcome here. And basically, they just cut him off and said, no, you can't talk right now because I'm tired. And so the Maryland House Freedom Caucus, they posted yesterday that they are seeking legal counsel on the matter. And so we'll keep our eye on that. We did talk a little bit about Johns Hopkins, and that is because they see a surge in a specific demographic. Asian students, they did complain at the Supreme Court and say they were being discriminated against at Ivy League schools. And turns out they were right. Apparently, you know, they only had certain quotas for Asian students. And so Johns Hopkins said now there is a complete surge in Asian students and those that attend. And it's now at about 49% Asian at Johns Hopkins University. And again, only 4% black. Only 4% black. You know, Brian, the producer, I was thinking, how easy would it be to work with Hopkins if you are, you know, the head of the Baltimore City Schools? I would think it would be very easy. They've got big donors. Their campus is huge. You know what? I wonder how many kids in Baltimore City have ever even just taken a tour over there. Or if they know anything about what Hopkins offers. Right? The high school students. I wonder. It's right in their backyard. And it's almost like the secret that they're keeping from the students in these Baltimore schools. It's wild to me. Anyways, the parents are also to blame. I did want to mention, remember I went to Annapolis to testify on the scalp cooling bill that helps women and men that go through chemotherapy and hope that they don't lose too much of their hair. There's this invention of this equipment that you can put on your head. And it's called scalp cooling. And basically what it does is you use it while you're going through chemotherapy and you lose much less of your hair. so you don't have to try to fight to keep it or, you know, fight to bring it back even after you finish therapy. And so that was signed yesterday. Governor Westmore signed it at 12 o'clock on the dot, I guess. I think they said they were about the second bill off the table after noon. And they had a celebration there. Again, that was Delegate LaToya Cogolo that brought that forth with breast cancer survivors. And they were all up there, and they were standing there. I received the picture. They were all wearing pink. And so they were there, and they were very happy about that. And so, you know what? I got off here at 12, and I thought, I wonder if I could make it up there. But then I thought, then I would have to be there, and there would be Governor Westmore. And it would be my duty, I think, to ask him at least one question. Right? And then that just ruins it for everybody else. Because the women that are excited about this bill and that are breast cancer survivors, I mean, I shouldn't draw, you know, I don't want to drag them into my drama. Right? That's not nice. That would be petty. Anyway, so no, I didn't rush up there, but LaToya did send me the pictures, and it looks like they had a great day there in Annapolis. So I just wanted to mention that to you. I did not mention to you, and I forgot yesterday. I wanted to mention to you what was going on with Lululemon. Anyways, A.G. Ken Paxton. He is in the U.S. Texas Senate race against John Cornyn. And just to update you, President Trump has not made an endorsement yet in that race. I don't know what he's waiting for. Oh, man. This is really starting to, it really is starting to heat up. I thought that he would just automatically endorse Ken Paxton. But a lot of people are saying that John Cornyn has made some offers that they don't know if President Trump and friends can refuse in regards to helping getting some of the bills across, you know, come the next year, I guess, as they're starting the next legislative session there on Capitol Hill. Even though I do wonder if we're going to keep the majority in the Senate at all. I guess that's also a concern for President Trump. But anyways, beyond that, A.G. Ken Paxton, he has a letter out that he's made public, and they've had many experts and scientists working on this. According to A.G. Ken Paxton in this lawsuit, they're saying that Lululemon, the reason why their workout gear, like their workout pants and the tops and everything, the tanks, and the ones specifically that have like all the stretch in it, right? So, and I know some of the ladies, you might know what I'm talking about. And so it makes you feel or even look skinnier sometimes. The top of the pants, usually you've got that nice, thick, elastic waistband that just like keeps everything in. It kind of works like Spanx, you know? And so that's why, you know, guys, I think they always question, like, why are women always walking around in yoga pants? Well, that's why. Look how thin we look. Well, anyways, according to this lawsuit, again, filed by A.G. Ken Paxton in Texas, after the scientists took a good look at why Lululemon was so popular, right? Because their pants really hold people in. And now getting this news, I'm glad that I can never afford Lululemon. But according to scientists, there's a toxic plastic material in the pants and in those stretch tank tops. And that's why it's able to hold you in so well, because of this toxic plastic. So now some of the women are citing problems even with fertility. So this is a really big deal. So if you wear Lululemon, if you know somebody that wears Lululemon, or you just want to take a look at the story, again, A.G. Ken Paxton, it's an easy Google search, and I apologize for not mentioning it yesterday. Kind of ran out of time there. But yeah, they're going to go to court, and I suspect they're going to make all of this scientific findings and data public so that you can read it up, read into it yourself. Look, I'm not surprised. I guess, you know, you're not thinking with yoga pants that there's going to be some kind of toxic plastic in it. But there has to be something in it to make it so tight, to have that band so tight. You know, some kind of elastic. Anyways, I just wanted to make sure I put that on your radar, because I thought that was a huge find. So we'll keep our eye on that for sure. Also, talking about keeping our eye on stuff, Eric Swalwell. Whew, this guy. All right, Representative Eric Swalwell, he's in a lot of hot water. a lot of hot water. We talked about the fact that there's been charges filed in Manhattan against Eric Swalwell. A young lady has come forward there, and also now in Los Angeles. And it is not letting up. According to Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, has been going on Fox News, she said that shoes will continue to drop on Eric Swalwell because with all these alleged women, allegedly 50-plus women, she said there's a significant amount willing to come forward and to share their story. Now, he was in the gubernatorial race there in California. He has since dropped out, and he has officially dropped out of his seat in Congress currently. And so many people were talking about the fact that he has been very hypocritical in all of this because he's the one, you know, calling Trump a pedophile and talking about the Epstein files. Well, there's a possibility that minors were even caught up in some of this, you know, whether sexual assault or what have you, with Eric Swalwell. Now, I wanted to give you just a warning here. You know, and I'm calling it a trigger warning because the woman is going to speak here and she's going to describe a little bit of what happened. And so I would say if you don't want to hear any of this, go ahead, turn the volume down for a good 2 minutes or 3 minutes and then come back in the conversation because it, in my view, it sounded a little graphic. That means a lot coming from me. Take a listen.
He raped me. And he choked me. And while he was choking me, I lost consciousness. And I thought I died. I did not consent to any sexual activity, although I did not undergo a rape kit. At the time, I disclosed the assault to the people closest to me. I also recorded these events in my handwritten calendar. The assault and its impact were later documented during my therapy sessions at a sexual assault center in Connecticut. It had a profound impact on my mental health. I self-medicated in an unhealthy way. I did not want to live anymore. I cried all the time for years. At the time, I was in a dating relationship with a boyfriend I was fully committed to. I've never cheated in my life, and I would never have engaged in a consensual sexual encounter with Eric Swalwell.
All right, so there you have it. Again, we talked yesterday about women that came forward and they sat down with CBS News. Now, this young lady has come forward and, you know, I understand some people might think that that's not very graphic. I thought it was pretty graphic and I thought it was pretty sad and pretty awful. You know, to share the story must be very difficult. Obviously, a lot of people talking about the timing on these stories. Just so you know, that was shared on Fox News. Now, she gave that press in Beverly Hills, California. That's why you see now the charges that have been filed in Los Angeles against Eric Swalwell. Now, her name is Lana Drews, in case you were wondering. And she's saying that, of course, it was not consensual. She said she was not conscious at all at the time. And that she carried this with her, and you know, now she's talking. I will just say this. There's going to be a lot of question into why this is all happening now. There are some women that are coming forward that said that it happened, you know, 8-7 years ago. And now they're all coming together. Now it seems very coordinated. I don't know if he can, you know, he's, you know, Eric Swalwell, if you're following him online, he's basically saying that this is just a coordinated attack and they just wanted him out of the primary. And so now he is out of the primary. But now to have girls still coming forward, even after you dropped out of the primary and you have left Congress, I think it really speaks to, you know, just how critical this all is. Of course, we'll keep our eye on it. But Eric Swalwell is in a lot of trouble, much more so than Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Just so you know, I checked. There hasn't been any formal charges filed against Tony Gonzalez. He is the one that allegedly had the affair with a staffer who then later committed suicide. So I did check. I do not see charges filed against Tony Gonzalez. And again, to all the family members involved, my heart goes out to the family members and, of course, to wives. Because if you know anything about the story, apparently both men, they were married at the time that all of these things occurred. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. Oh, we have text messages to read when we get back as well. And I wanted to just fill you in on the police shortage. There are two counties right now in the state of Maryland that have already come forth with data and say that they are short officers on patrol. So I want to share that with you when we get back. Winter is officially in the rear view and your backyard is calling you. Right now, your kitchen's ready for prime time now. Town Appliance can help you with so many of these things that you want to put in your backyard. If you're like me, you're probably looking at the DIY videos on Facebook. And if you're looking to upgrade your home, then you've got to visit Town Appliance on Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands. Everything from basics to high-end tech in Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, as I told you before, Mayor make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help when you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. Now, you can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills. So check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-5795. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
She traveled this road as
all
a child.
All right. Hopefully you guys are having a great Wednesday so far. Coming up next, we'll be speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione. We're going to ask him about some of that chaos on the floor there in the last few minutes of Sine Die. And as you heard, if you heard the audio earlier, it was really chaotic. You had people yelling and screaming, and many Republicans were trying to get some amendments across. They were not able to do so. And that was a huge problem. A couple of text messages here. Jim says, Kim, I heard every elected official in Maryland got a raise this year except for the sheriff of Frederick County. Well, Jim, I will keep that in mind. I don't know if they all receive raises. I will just say that, speaking of the police department, thank you for reminding me there. You have Baltimore County Police and Somerset County Police. They are now saying that they are short police officers on patrol. So you've got two that are now claiming, even though in Baltimore County, they said that they've been doing great with recruiting numbers, but they have so many that are also retiring. So it's just, you know, trying to keep up and keep their head above water. So have these kids, you know, direct them in that direction if you can. I told you, Olivia, she's still on that. She's still on that road. And she's only 9 years old. I guess, you know, it can change at any time. But right now, she still wants to be a police officer. So hopefully she does. Let's see. Joe from Beemore. Oh, look at Joe. He says, if these allegations are true, bury Eric Swalwell, then take his same energy to the Epstein pedophiles. Good morning, Joe. Joe, we were talking earlier about how we've got the low bar of expectations for black students across Maryland, especially in Baltimore City. And I thought you weren't listening today because I didn't hear from you. So you are listening. Interesting. David in Hawthorne says, Kim, you know, this coordinated attack with Eric Swalwell reminds me of the Justin Tucker situation. Oh, you know what, David? Interesting. Okay, so have you guys seen anybody come forward with Justin Tucker? See, that case will always get to me. And I know I have people reach out to me and say that they believe that it was actually very much true, that these massage therapists were very disturbed on this. The way that all this happened, again, and I'm not going to die on this hill, but I just felt like with Justin Tucker, and of course, you know, very talented kicker, Brian, the producer, I don't know if he knows, but I wonder if Justin Tucker has gone to another team as of yet. I guess I can check it out during the break. Brian, the producer, saying no. I mean, look, and I'm not discrediting the women that have come forward, but we don't know their names, right? Nobody wanted to be on record. Baltimore Banner, you know, said that they found out because they were listening to some story in a barbershop while one of the reporters was, you know, sitting there waiting to get his hair cut. Then they went out and contacted the women that were a part of that story. And then they went online to find women that were at those massage parlors, you know, in the last 10 or so years to find out if they also had Justin Tucker at one point in time as a client. And then they told the Baltimore Banner these stories, and then nobody wanted to be named in any of this. I don't know about you, but I just felt like, you know, where was the proof of the evidence? You know, it reminded me of the Me Too movement, like the Believe All Women situation. I wasn't convinced. I'm still not convinced. And he's no longer our kicker. All right, coming up next, Del Gadito Mangione.
HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says that round two of U.S.-Iran talks could be happening over the next 2 days. In the meantime, the U.S. military has Iranian ports locked down tight with the naval blockade. Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk canceled plans to attend an event in Georgia last evening following a credible threat on her life. An appeals court panel orders a federal judge to end his contempt investigation of Trump administration deportation flights. High winds, flooding rains, and hail have battered parts of the Midwest again, with tornadoes confirmed in Wisconsin and Iowa. Today, severe weather could stretch from Texas all the way into the Great Lakes region. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow down 168 points, the Nasdaq trading 228 points higher, the S&P is up 30 points. This is SRN News.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. Ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The incredible season of Rico Garcia continued last night at Camden Yards.
Rico Garcia has just made it through 9 consecutive games without allowing a hit to start this incredible season in the big leagues.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. 4 batters faced, 4 retired last night. 30 batters faced, no hits this season. It's the longest hitless streak in the majors this year. The man who he relieved last night continues to be amazed.
Talk about a guy that's not human. It's that guy right there. I think ever since last year, it seems like every time there's bases loaded last year, less than one out, and he would get us out of it every single time. The journey that he's been on, and he's unbelievable.
The rubber game of the series is this afternoon at 12:35 with Kyle Bradish on the hill. If you're going, wear white and hydrate. Game time temperature will be in the 90-degree range. Owings Mills will be the site today of the Ravens pre-draft luncheon. Eric DaCosta will shuck and jive, use phrases like best player available, right player, right price. Nothing will be revealed, as it shouldn't be. Draft will begin 1 week from tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, the Ravens will unveil their new uniforms at a PSL holder event at the Merriweather Post Pavilion. Lamar saw a sneak preview.
They all look good. They all look good.
I don't want to rush time, and I can't rush time, but I'm looking forward to wearing these.
And finally, season over for the Caps. 2-1 winners last night in Columbus. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the team missing the playoffs.
You're in a little bit of shock and just extremely, extremely disappointed of not being able to play in the playoffs. That's as simply put as I can put it. There's no way to make it sound any better than it is.
And with the cap season now over, coming up in 30 minutes, is the career of Alex Ovechkin over as well. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summery heat continues for the next couple of days. Sunny and very hot today with highs headed for the low 90s. Partly cloudy and mild tonight. Temperatures back in the mid-60s. A mix of clouds and sun on Thursday and just as hot with highs in the low 90s again. Come Friday, we're tracking a chance for some showers in the morning, followed by temperatures backing off into the low 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
All right, lots of people weighing in. Corey, hey, Corey's visiting again from West Palm Beach. You know, keep rubbing that in, Corey, okay? We know you come up here visiting your mom. But he was just talking about the dirt bikes in the text line. Apparently he's up here visiting his mom, and the dirt bikers are out there You know, it is against the law, Corey, but they don't seem to really care at all. I do want to switch focus here because if we got a guest on the line. We were talking earlier about the chaos there in Annapolis. And the question of the day, who was the biggest winner of the 90-day session? Your choices were taxpayers, lobby groups, illegal immigrants, or Wes Moore. Now, I know some people were saying juveniles. I know, Marty, you said lawbreakers in general. I think that's, you know, pretty spot on. And just so you guys know, 76% of you say illegal immigrants were the big winners. 76%. 13% of you said the lobby groups were the big winners. 9% of you say Wes Moore. And only 1% of you say that taxpayers had some kind of win after this 90-day legislative session. Right now, we're happy to be joined on the line by Delegate Nino Mangione that had a front row seat to all of the chaos. Good morning, Delegate. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing well and hope you are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first and foremost, congratulations for getting through the 90-day session. I don't think you guys sleep much during these 90 days, so we do appreciate you guys fighting.
It was an action-packed 90 days, and before I go any further, I really want to take a second to thank all my friends and family and supporters, you know, over the last 8 years, because this is my last legislative session, and it's been quite an honor, the honor of a lifetime, to serve as delegate for the people in District 42, you know, North Baltimore County. I love that part of town. I mean, it's my home. I love the good people there. And to have the honor of going to Annapolis the last 8 years, I mean, it was a little bittersweet, but I am certainly happy to be out of the insanity, the chaos, as you said. And that's an interesting poll question, and I have to say the illegal aliens absolutely were the big winner here, and the interest groups like Casa de Maryland, who are a very dangerous group. They get the taxpayers lose out. They get money in part of the budget. The taxpayers lose out this session for a number of reasons, and I'm sure we'll get to. But the fact that there's really no tax relief is one of the biggest issues that I take with this session, and the affordability crisis, and the fact of the matter that people are, I mean, Maryland continues to be one of the most expensive states in the country. The tax burden is one of the worst in the country, whether it's the income tax, our property taxes are high, our vehicle registrations are some of the highest in the country, our gas taxes among the highest in the country. So when anybody running for office that is going this next coming election, it's the number one issue, and the Democrats try to act, it's an election year, as if they're doing all these things to help, but they're in the supermajority. Democrats have created this mess, and they have to start accepting responsibility. And unfortunately, this legislative session, again, I'm sure we'll get to more, they just did not do anything to really help.
Well, we could start there if you like, Delegate. I did see the Maryland Matters article where it says here, Maryland leaders, of course, on the left, tout highly productive session at first bill signing after signing die. You got bills boosting fire safety and short-term rentals, expanding state authority over vaccine recommendations, just a few among 140 signed into law just on Tuesday. You did mention affordability there, Delegate. I mean, there were some people that, of course, were calling in, texting in. They thought the Utility Act, you know, saving the $150 compared to what they're receiving as far as energy bills was, you know, somewhat insulting.
Well, Kim, there's a lot here. I mean, number one, we'll just start with this, you know, how much it is, regrettably, I would say Maryland is less safe, less affordable. I would say the government is even less accountable to the Marylanders as a result of this session. And if you want to, we can talk about, we'll start with the budget first and foremost, I would say, because the two things, I mean, when it comes to the affordability, number one, the fact that we had a budget that pulled these tricks, like taking special funds from and transferring funds from one place to another to pay the bills. We talked about the Department of Disabilities receiving a huge cut, over $100 million, the structural deficit being ignored. And it really sets the stage for massive tax increases going forward. And then you look at the fact that it does really almost nothing for the structural deficit. And you're talking about the Utility Relief Act, a huge opportunity missed here, Kim. The Republican caucus, we offered, gosh, numerous amendments. I mean, I don't remember offhand, but it may have been a dozen amendments or so, somewhere, a ton of amendments to improve the bill, provide actual relief, more relief to taxpayers. They were all rejected among the party lines, basically. I thought to myself, you know what? It was a tough vote, but I said yes only because I looked at a $150 reduction. Let's be honest, it should have went a lot further. It was a terribly weak bill, but at the end of the day, I voted yes. I mean, the old saying, something's better than nothing, and I figured it's your money. Unlike a lot of things, the money is yours. If you put a bill in front of me that says you're going to keep more money in your own pocket, I just thought about it as, yes, I'll support that, even though it's the governor, it's the Democrat supermajority. At least you can have $150 to pay some of the other taxes and fees they've put, just basically rammed down Marylanders' throats here. So there was that. There's the sanctuary state bill. That, I mean, this was perhaps the biggest, like you said, in your poll question, the illegal aliens were the winners here. Maryland is a sanctuary state now. They're barring law enforcement from even running background checks or looking into the immigration detainers for the criminals that are already in custody, by the way. These illegal aliens are in custody for committing another criminal act on top of being here illegally. And law enforcement, I sit on the committee, they begged us. They came, sheriffs from all over the state, begged us to defeat the bill, but the Democrat supermajority, they rammed that through the legislature. Of course, I voted no on this horrible legislation. They had things, and thank God we had a little victory. Well, the redistricting was killed, which was good. I mean, of course, the Democrat, Bill Ferguson, who I'm no fan of his job as Senate president, however, he stood firm there. That was a small victory. It was a victory to get rid of probably the most absurd, ridiculous bill, one of them that I've seen in my 8 years, the tampons for Timmy bill. I mean, the fact that a committee in the House of Delegates passed that bill to get to the House floor, and it would have put menstrual products in men's and women's bathrooms across the whole state. Luckily, that was shot down for being the embarrassment that it is, Kim. I mean, what an absolute embarrassment. Let's see, look at juvenile justice, for example. That was the juvenile crime. Your poll nailed it, because juvenile criminals, they're a winner in this session. I mean, the Youth Charging Reform Act, that was one of those bills that is another step in the wrong direction when it comes to crime in Maryland. I mean, this bill, Kim, it raises the age for trying these juveniles as adults, and they're for very serious offenses, by the way. So what you'll have here is more violent teen offenders staying. They'll start out at the juvenile court. They'll likely end up in the juvenile system that's already overwhelmed and failing. I mean, Ivan Bates, the state's attorneys, well, him from Baltimore City, state's attorneys from all over Maryland, came and said that this was a bad idea. And the Democrat supermajority ran that through anyway. You could have teenagers, 16 years old, start in the juvenile court, even though they committed an assault, used of illegal firearms, tied to drug crimes. And this all, Kim, you have extensively covered this for years. This all during a time when communities, especially in Baltimore City, all over the state, were demanding accountability and safer streets. But Annapolis doubles down on protecting juvenile criminals, leniency over real consequences. Instead of looking out for the victims, they're looking out for the criminals here. There's a lot more to discuss about this session, but I went on for a little bit there.
No, it's good to hear, you know, your thoughts on it. Obviously, you were there, right? We just were watching, looking from the outside in. Again, we're speaking to Delegate Nino Mangione. I did see where that bill that was supposed to boost Maryland Inspector General's offices across the state, that stalled in committee. You know, there were a lot of Marylanders, Delegate, that really, truly want more oversight when it comes to spending and the transparency as far as, you know, how much money they're spending on certain, you know, certain items, right? We looked at DDA this time around, disability losing funding, and we didn't see anything for even our senior citizens that are also on a fixed income, which, you know, I know that Governor Larry Hogan at least tried to make it a priority. And so, you know, there's so many different bills that could have truly helped, I would say, you know, as far as your back pocket here in Maryland. I mean, we didn't get the gas tax holiday either. You know, in your view, Delegate, obviously, you know, they didn't raise taxes, but in your view, when it comes to putting a lot of this on local jurisdictions, do you think that the taxpayers are going to see an increase regardless?
Well, yeah, Cam, actually, you brought up a great point about the Inspector General, and I want to just shift to the Baltimore County bill we had. Obviously, Baltimore County, I'm running for Baltimore County Council, and perhaps the most important bill for all of Baltimore County this past session was the Inspector General to be allowed to actually look for waste, fraud, abuse, duplication of services in our education system. The Inspector General in Baltimore County can look into almost every function of county government, but they can't into education. So we had a bill, bipartisan bill, to allow the Inspector General here to look into the county issues with that couldn't exist in education, and that bill was basically all but shot down. It's an absolute shame. It's quite frankly, it's a disgrace, because you're right. You want to talk about affordability. Let's make sure we're not wasting away tax dollars. But something else, that, Kim, was something substantial that could have been done, that should have been done. There was another bill, I was talking about juvenile crime. I wanted to make sure I mentioned this, because we have the opportunity to do or to pass real substantive bills that can make a difference. When it comes to crime, it's gone on for years since I've been in Annapolis, where we had a chance to crack down on stealing a firearm, Kim. Think about that. Who steals a gun? Only somebody that has very bad intentions. And we had the bill yet again to make stealing a firearm a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and that never made it to a vote. So if you let that sink in for a second, a time when stolen guns flooding the streets of Maryland, and the legislature refuses to act. And the same bill, like I said, has failed year after year, and I think the Fraternal Order of Police, President here, Douglas Jess, he came out. He even said, he encounters stolen guns all the time. He made that very clear, that this is a good way to affect public safety, common sense, but yet we didn't do that. And the same with the Inspector General. They went after these Glock-style guns that are legally owned and sold, Kevin. They went after legal gun, law-abiding citizens, gun owners, but they didn't want to go after those stealing a gun. The point I'm making, again, is there were some bills that were put forth as Republicans that could have really moved the needle, whether it's public safety. You just mentioned the gas tax. We tried that amendment to just pause it. There were other states that have paused the gas tax right now while gas is through the roof. We had education bills we put forth. We had bills across the spectrum that could have made a difference, and unfortunately the supermajority shot them down, and they pushed things like making Maryland a sanctuary state. They pushed a budget that spent $4 billion more this year than it did last year. They pushed ridiculous bills like the tampons in men's room. Thank God it was killed. But, yes, very disappointing.
Yeah, and Delegate Nino Mangione, I do want to talk to you, before we jump off of the line here. I wanted to talk to you about, what's going on in Baltimore County. But first, before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about the chaos that we heard there towards the end of the legislative session? It was, the last, final hour there at sine die. We know that there were two bills that were being pushed through. Can you tell us a little bit of what happened at that moment?
Yeah, it was. They were pushing through one of these very controversial bills. They call it the Voting Rights Act of 2026, which is really a joke. I mean, they're acting like, for some reason, they're acting as if people don't have the right to vote. Really, all this bill, without getting too into detail, would have done is basically create legal chaos under the bill. I mean, they could sue in jurisdictions, basically, if minorities they were trying to say are being, suppressed of their right to vote. But what this bill really would have done is allowed for more and more lawsuits if they didn't like the election outcome. But anyway, it was a very heated bill that we discussed a few days prior, and lots of back and forth, right? They passed it. I think it was over the weekend they passed it, but they had all session long to discuss this bill, get it on the House floor, get it through. There were changes made on the Senate side, I believe. And this was being pushed as an emergency bill, by the way. It's not a real issue. It's just politics. It's an election year ploy. They're trying to ram through right before some of these county-wide elections in places like St. Mary's County. But there's a standard way of doing these things in Annapolis. You allow for questions on a bill that's been changed. You allow for debate. You allow to explain your vote after the process was taken, or after the vote's taken. And they tried to ram it down our throats at exactly the last 2 or 3 minutes of the session. And Republicans, rightfully so, our minority leader, Buckle, and several other Republicans were yelling into the mic. We were all standing up. Everybody, it was chaotic, very angry at the fact that, listen, we're well aware the supermajority has the votes to pass things, but ramming through bad policy at exactly the last several seconds of the 90 days, it's not the right way to do things. If you're going to pass it, do it the right way. It's insulting to all Marylanders. It's exactly what happens, Kim. This is exactly what happens when you have one-party control, a supermajority that is allowed to do as they please, and then they silence you at the very end on very important bills because they know they can. And it's not good for Maryland. That type of power is unchecked is what happens. And it was very chaotic, but that's why they did not allow the minority voice or the minority to even have a voice. And that goes against the entire way the standard for the process. And it was an insult, really, to all Marylanders, because that's no way to govern.
Yeah, again, Delegate Nino Mangione on the line with us. And I have to jump here, Delegate, but I just want to make sure everybody knows, of course, you're running for Baltimore County Council. I think you have an event coming up. And also, just to let people know exactly where you're running, because I think it's you know, now that the county council has changed just a bit, maybe you can tell them what the major neighborhoods are in your district.
Sure, Kim. Yeah, actually, it's basically the easiest way to put it is it's Lutherville, Timonium area, for the most part, all the way north of Pennsylvania, towards the west, towards Carroll County there, east, heading over towards Harford County, a neighborhood in the Hereford zone, places like Phoenix, Maryland, like Hockeysville, you name it, all the way, Parkton, Maryland, all the way to that border. And I've represented much of that area in the past. It's an honor, like I said before. But we are running in order to save Baltimore County from becoming, just like Annapolis, a Democrat supermajority. We're running against a liberal extremist. This is a woman that has gone on the record saying that people, when it came to the salaries for increasing, almost doubling the salaries for county council, she basically said, well, the people have spoken, as if the people knew and want the county council members to receive a doubling of their pension. She's a very far-left liberal Democrat, and if she gets this district, she will hand Baltimore County over to the Democrats in a supermajority there as well, much like Annapolis, where they'll be able to cut off the bait, they'll be able to do things like they did at the very end there, and they'll be able to further ram through policies that are not in the best interest of the people of Baltimore County.
Well, Doug and Nino Mangione, thank you so much, and good luck there on your race. I'm sure we'll see lots on social media. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyclo Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, our listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed greenlit muscle complex, Glyclo Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyclo Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyclo Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show. Four resignations from Congress this week for assorted scumbaggery. It's about time.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Again, thank you, Doug and Nina Maggioni, for joining us. And, yep, that's right. He's running for Boulder County Council now that the county council has expanded. Not sure why voters voted for that, but here we are. Here we are. I expect a lot of drama, honestly. Real quick, do I have time to play this one clip about Governor Wes Moore and his affiliation? No? Okay. Well, tomorrow I will keep it on hand here. We didn't talk about the latest updates in the blockade in Iran. And, of course, I did want to tell you a little bit about Governor Wes Moore because he was finally asked by a reporter on whether or not, he was a Republican and how long he has switched to the Democrat Party. And, of course, they're using that Valley Forge yearbook photo. And there in the caption, it talked about the different clubs that he was belonging to, organizations, you know, his athletic abilities and the teams that he was on, but it also mentioned that he was part of the college Republicans. And we kind of already know that, right? Because he was with Condoleezza Rice for his White House fellowship. And so that should have been a dead giveaway, but I don't know why, but Democrats haven't really talked about it. And this is kind of coming up because everyone in the Moore campaign, on the Moore team, they're talking about Gary Collins asking all of these questions. And they say, well, Gary Collins is a registered Republican and he was part of a central committee, and it's like, okay, well, Governor Wes Moore was college Republicans and in those same organizations with those same groups. Are you telling me Gary Collins can't be a Republican while Governor Wes Moore can? Well, we'll talk about more of that tomorrow. Of course, it's going to be beautiful outside, but stay hydrated. It's going to get really warm today. Doesn't matter to me because, you know, I'm going to soak it in. I absolutely love it. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. All right. Hopefully traffic will be better tomorrow morning. All right. Talk to you then.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
You've planned for everything, your retirement, investments, and even your next vacation. But a plan for long-term care? Not so much. Let's face it, no one wants to think about needing care someday, but ignoring it? That's not a strategy. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that helps you stay in the home you love and maintain the lifestyle you love while securing the care you may need later. Visit our website, wesleysecurecare.org, or give us a call, 410-324-2400, to learn more.
This is the right choice for Maryland.